Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
From Momentum Bank Ballpark, welcome aboard. Fourth game of the six-game set between the Rock Hounds and the San Antonio Missions. Well, last night, how did the old phrase go? V stands for victory, and for San Antonio, it certainly did. But it also stood for Victor, as in Victor Lizarraga. We said on paper before the game last evening, and, you know, on paper doesn't always work out, but boy, did it last evening. Victor Lizarraga, who is only 20 years of age, top 10 prospect for San Diego, facing off against Gunnar Hoglund, who is rated number 16 in the A's system, and I've got to think that stock has gone up on his first really healthy season since college. Well, not only were they good, they were really good. 13 combined scoreless innings, and they combined to allow only 7 base runners, did the two starters. Lizarraga goes 7, Gunnar Hoglund goes 6. The Missions threatened a couple of times. Brennan Malone made a tremendous defensive play with a runner at third and one man out in the sixth inning, a pop fly in foul ground down the first base line near the tarp. Brennan made an over-the-shoulder catch. Zach Rex tried to tag and score, which is a pretty good idea, really. It was a tough play that Brennan just threw a strike to the plate. He denied the run. But in the eighth inning, the Mission struck, and they would take a 2-0 lead. Juan Zabala drew a walk to lead off the inning. Ripken Reyes, he is a magician with the bat. Dropped down and had a sack bunt earlier. This time on a 3-2 pitch, opposite field, double down the left field line. That put runners at second and third. Connor Hollis, little Pittsburgh chop, got down for the what turned out to be a game-winning RBI. And Brandon Valenzuela continued to produce so very well in the season series. Sacrifice fly made it 2-0. Lizarraga, absolutely terrific against seven scoreless. Gunnar Hoglund, by the way, while he didn't factor in the decision, lowered his ERA to 2.84, his whip to exactly one, and he leads the league in both categories. Still has 9 wins. That shares the league lead with San Antonio's Jarrett Kohler, whom we understand has been called up to AAA or will be. Gunnar also, by the way, ranks second in opponent average at 2.07, and he's third in the league in strikeouts. So didn't figure in the decision. Lizarraga gets a well-earned win, and that was a tremendous ball game. San Antonio, last two games, has allowed the Rockhounds only 2 runs, both on solo home runs by Cooper Bowman. Hounds have really not had any good fortune and have not been able to push the envelope a little bit when getting men on base. They have really struggled to produce in these last two games. And I mention that because the Hounds are second in all of AA baseball, trailing only the Tulsa Drillers in terms of run production. So the Mission's job has been all the better when you consider the numbers involved there. By the way, last night, Frisco, another win. They are now 3-0 in their homestand against Tulsa. And they have 3 guys on Major League rehab. That's all the Rough Riders need. Frisco improving to 34-13 at home. That is absolutely stupid good. They beat Tulsa, so the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds are now tied for the top spot. And San Antonio, a half game back. Don't look now, but the Sod Poodles are right there as well. Amarillo, winners of 4 straight, and they are only 4 games out. Now, again, we say it is really early in the second half. I always have loved the line in the movie Major League when Charlie Sheen's character, Ricky Vaughn, is nervously tossing the baseball up and down while he anticipates the start of the season. And Tom Berenger's character, Jake Taylor, the catcher, walks by, snatches the baseball out of midair and says, "Relax, kid. We got 162 of these games to play." Well, we don't have 162, but just to put a little perspective on things, there are 45 games remaining in the season. That being said, you've got 4 teams within 4 games and 3 of them within just a half game as we get set for play tonight. Matchup of left-handers is on tap, and it's lowrider night here. We'll tell you more and get you set for baseball when the Budweiser pregame show continues.
So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
One of the more creative bobblehead dolls, by the way, is our giveaway tonight. First 1,000 fans receiving a Rocky Lowrider bobblehead. Really, really cool. thanks, by the way, to Branded 14 Hot Shots and Pachucos for sponsoring a very unique and very cool bobblehead. By the way, speaking of lowriders, there are a couple of vehicles down in the concourse that are just stunningly beautiful. I just walked by a late 50s, more like early 60s Chevrolet. I love those cars back then. And yeah, I was around. And there is, and I do not know the year, I am guessing early 50s, maybe even a late 40s Chevy Coupe. Just gorgeous stuff. So really cool backdrop here this evening with Rocky Lowrider bobbleheads. Never thought I'd put those four words together, but indeed they are, and they are really cool. Left-handers on the mound in this ball game. Austin Krobe, who is a 24-year-old out of TCU, was a top 30 prospect, and he is, according to Baseball America, for the Padres. Austin on the season, 3-6, a 5.13 ERA. Other numbers really look a little bit better than the earned run average did. And the left-hander will take the mound for San Antonio, and he will be opposed by lefty Domingo Robles for the Rockhounds. Domingo 3-2 with a 3.91 earned run average. Missions have taken 2 out of 3 in this series. They lead the season series 9-6 with a one, of course, a rather controversial one. But, hey, that's in the books, and that's the way that went down. So they start this ballgame, do the Missions, having eliminated a 5-game losing streak, and now they've won 2 straight in this series. Just ahead of the first pitch, let's take you downstairs now for the playing on the trumpet of our Star-Spangled Banner from Momentum Bank Ballpark. Star-Spangled Banner. We've been here and done that before. Absolutely beautifully done. Every time I hear a trumpet, saxophone, whatever it be, I always think of the phrase good chops. That's a musical term for means you can play. It applies, of course, to all instruments, but, man, good chops right there. Beautifully, beautifully played. Warm, little bit breezy, although just as I said, a little bit breezy. Honest to goodness, that phrase was no longer, that was just basically in the air for about 4 seconds, and the flags absolutely went limp. So, okay, it was breezy a few moments ago, maybe not so much anymore. So the Missions bid for 3 in a row in the series. Rockhounds obviously trying to avoid that. Domingo Robles, Austin Krobe, the pitching matchup. Domingo, baseball in hand. So get back, relax. My friends, TGIF to you. How about we take you out to the ball game? Missions and Rockhounds from Momentum Bank Ballpark. First pitch of the game after this for Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
and 92 degrees, bright sunshine. So on a 7 o'clock start, that shadow is already better than halfway out between home plate and the pitcher's mound. And the wind has picked up again, so right about 10 miles an hour or so, maybe a tinge less, right to left and a little bit inward. So from a pitcher's perspective, that's a better breeze than we've had the first couple. Here's Domingo Robles, and here is Connor Hollis. And the first pitch of this ball game drops down low, and we are underway. So 92, little bit of breeze and bright sunlight near at Rocky Town. Connor Hollis and Ripken Reyes flipping positions in the lineup. Connor leading it off tonight, swings and sends one foul out of play, one ball and one strike. Hollis again is the center fielder for the Missions. So Ripken Reyes will bat second and again play second base. Reyes waits on deck. Robles set, hands dropped down to the letters, the pitch, back door, got there. A hook for a strike, and it's 1-2. Connor at 221, he has a home run 15 driven in. He'll ask for time here. Reyes to follow. Cole Cummings back in the lineup, batting third in left field. Cole Cummings, the Mission's left fielder. Stretch by Robles. And the 1-2 pitch. Way outside for a ball, bit high as well. 2-2. Robbie Tenorowicz at first base, batting cleanup. Tenorowicz is at first. Marcos Castagnon, the third baseman, batting fifth, playing the five spot. 2-2 pitch. Woo! Swing and a miss, and the bat goes flying and is caught. One carom off the screen, caught by one of the Missions in the dugout. My goodness. That was daring. So a swinging strike three, a helicoptering bat, and a catch of the bat off the screen behind the dugout. Other than that, an uneventful first batter of the game. Here's Ripken Reyes now. Switch hitter batting from the right side. Robles on to hit. Well, he gets hit a lot. Ripken Reyes hit by a pitch, so he will take his base. One on it, one man down for the Missions. Here's Cole Cummings. Rest of the order, Ray Patrick Ditter batting sixth and playing the sixth spot. Ray Patrick Ditter at short. Michael De La Cruz, the catcher, batting seventh. De La Cruz behind the plate. Robert Perez Jr. in right field batting eighth. Perez Jr., the right fielder, as Cole Cummings stands in. Robles missed. Look out there, called strike. Just got the inside edge. Cole kind of turned away from that. But it's called strike, 0-1. Left-handed hitter at 244. Slightly open stance. Lefty-lefty matchup. Runner goes. Pitch is taken. Throw is going to be on a hop. And Reyes has his 14th. Make it his 14th stolen base in 19 attempts. So he gets on base with another hit by pitch and steals second base, runner in scoring position for the Missions, and an 0-2 count to Cole Cummings. Juan Zabala, who drew a walk and scored the game-winning run last night, will bat ninth. He's the designated hitter. Juan Zabala, the DH for the Missions. One on, one out, runner in scoring position, and Cummings rips a line drive just off the glove of Brendan Malone. That'll dribble into right field. Malone, I don't know that he saved a run there, but he might have. That ball was really sharply hit. Denzel Clark got to it in a hurry, but Malone knocked it down, almost made a spectacular grab. But Cummings on an 0-2 pitch rips a line drive, deflects off Malone's glove. And watch on the replay, see how close he came. Reyes, because Malone made the really good effort, had to hold up initially, so had no chance of scoring, but that'll be a base hit to right field. It's two men on. And just one man down. Robbie Tenorowicz, the batter, swings, and he sends one into right center field. That'll sink and drop for a base hit. Denzel will cut it off, but that's going to be first and third with a run across, and the Missions just that quickly are on the board. Well, last night it took eight innings for these teams to come up with the first run of the game. And tonight it takes four batters. So Tenorowicz wasting no time. He swung at the first pitch and sent one into right center field. Denzel, good hustle to keep Tenorowicz from trying for second base. Cole Cummings easily coming around to third. So it is a 1-0 Missions lead. The hit batsman and a steal by Reyes ignited. Singles by Cummings and Tenorowicz, and it's 1-0 with first and third and just one man down for Marcos Castagnon. Right-handed hitting third baseman at 229. Pitch by Domingo, swung on, sent into shallow center field. That's got a chance to, it's going to be caught by Brian Buelvas, and the throw where he vaults up the upslope of the mound, kicks right down into home plate. A bluff by Cummings, but he did not try to score. The way that ball jumped off the bat, you thought it might have had a chance to maybe drop in shallow center, but Brian Wellvoss playing there got to it. So a little crossroads here for Domingo in a rough first inning. A hit batsman, couple of singles, a run across. Tries to limit the missions to one run. Ray Patrick Ditter will be the batter. Well, 196 average, much better than that against the Hounds. He's hitting 240 in the season series and has been a dangerous hitter in this head-to-head set. Takes up and away for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Strikeout to start the inning, but a hit batsman, a steal, a couple of base hits, and a 1-0 missions lead, runners at the corners. Runner at first base goes, pitch is swung on it, popped in the air, right side. Brendan Malone, first baseman, edge of sunlight and shadow, will glove it. We're looking back into the sun, got a little dicey. So one run it is, one run on two base hits, the hit batsman, no errors, and a couple of men left on base. So we have played a half an inning, and boy, a whole different deal compared to last night. Already a score on the board after a half an inning. It's the Missions 1, and against left-hander Austin Krobe, the Rockhounds are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you'll experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Left-hander Austin Krobe on the mound for San Antonio, 18th appearance, 17th as a starter. And Cooper Bowman back in the lineup, had last night off. Cooper stands in. He's been the only Rockhound to produce a run in the last two games. Pitch up and away for a ball, 1-0. Hounds were shut out last night. Cooper had a pair of solo home runs on Wednesday night when the Rockhounds again left a bundle of guys on base. Right-handed hitter leading it off, the second baseman. It swung on, and that ball is hit high to left field by Cooper. That is high, that is deep, that is up, that is gone! Sidewalk souvenir! Making 3 home runs in his last 2 games, and that was no short porch home run. That's over the high wall and left base of Rocky Mountain. Gone! Rockhound shut out all of last night. They scored the second pitch at the bottom of the first inning. And Cooper Bowman with his 12th of the year, 52nd RBI. Welcome back, Cooper. Swing and a miss. Brendan Malone comes up empty, 0-1. Boy, that was a sweet swing of the bat. So just that quickly, 1-1 tie. Brendan Malone batting second. Jack Winkler gets this evening off. Brendan, the first baseman, batting in the 2 spot. Henry Bolte is on deck. He's in left field. Henry in the on-deck area. 0-1 stretch in pitch and drops down low for a ball, 1-1. Daniel Susak batting cleanup. He's the catcher. Daniel behind the dish, and he is the cleanup hitter for the Hounds. The Midland Amigos tonight, Copa Knight. Ground ball third base, and that is a wood just wide of the bag foul ball. Castagnon got to that ball in a hurry. He might have had a chance to make the play. And Brennan will come back to the dish. Junior Perez is the DH till that fifth. Junior is the designated hitter. Denzel Clark in right field batting in the sixth spot. Been moving up in that order a little bit of late. Right fielder Denzel Clark. Brian Buelvas in center field batting in the seventh spot. Brian is in center. Jeremy Ironman batting eighth. Jeremy is the shortstop. 1-2 count. Krobe's pitch misses way up and away. 2-2. Jordan Groshans rounds it out. He's the third baseman. Jordan in the ninth spot. This ball game off to a fast start offensively. A 1-1 tie. 2-2 pitch. Down and in. Did he go? No, just turned into it. Did not go. 3-2. Bowman, Malone, and Bolte up top. Susak, Perez, and Clark in the middle of the Amigos order. And Buelvas, Ironman, and Groshans round it out. Austin Krobe comes set. Left-hander delivers. That pitch fouled straight back. And the count, 3-2. You know, we said it with Jacob Wilson early on, and of course his start to this season was stunning. Hit 455 did Jacob in his first month before the call-up, and of course he is now, well, he's with the A's, he's on the injured list. That's awful. One game in. Here's the 3-2 now to Malone. That's up and away, ball four. So Brennan, a well-earned walk on a full count. Went on with nobody down. Here's Henry Bolte. And we said it about Jacob Wilson, said it certainly about Colby Thomas. By the way, Colby last played for the Rockhounds on June 16th. Yesterday, he lost the league lead in extra base hits. Yesterday. He was pretty good. Still is. Pitch by Krobe. Outside off the corner from Paul. 1-0, no strikes. That's June 16th through July 25th. He led the league in extra base hits without playing for the Rockhounds. He was in Las Vegas, of course, all that time, still is. 1-0 pitch, way low and inside, down around the shoot tops, 2-0, no strikes. So you talk about Jacob Wilson, Colby Thomas, both tremendous prospects, great kids too. But they're also just something else about them. They simply seem to be a kind of player can ignite a team. 2-0 pitch down the middle, called strike to Bolte, 2-1 to Henry. And Cooper Bowman probably always has had a lot of that in him with his great speed, but boy, this season, 278, 12 homers, 33 steals. Swinging a hard hit ball right side, and he is smothered by Reyes, goes to second for the out. What a play by Ripken Reyes. That ball sharply hit. Reyes, two steps maybe to his left, made a sliding play, smothered the ball, and turned and threw to second just in time. 4-6 put out. Watch this again. Inside out swing by Bolte. Boy, that was a full-fledged dive, and then got up and threw to second base for the out. Tremendous play by Reyes. One on and one man down. Daniel Susak, the batter. Like Cooper Bowman, he was given the night off last night, sends one foul wide at third base, 0-1 to count. 1-1 tie, bottom of the first inning. Just something about certain kinds of players. Obviously, they're talented and all of that, but they bring something extra. Just seem to make the rest of the lineup a little better. And I think Cooper Bowman is a guy who's really in that category right now. Might say the same about the guy at the plate, Daniel Susak. Right-handed hitter, Daniel at 3-0-1. Remarkable journey to get there. Takes down and in for a ball. 1-1 and one strike. It's one of my favorite stats on the year only because of where he is now. Remember, he's hitting 3-0-1. April 26th, 129. That's great stuff. Perseverance and a whole bunch of talent, I would say. 1-1 throwing. Boy, that looked like it might get a little dicey, but Bolte back ahead of a low throw. 1-1 the count. One man on, one man out. Bottom of the first inning. And a 1-1 tie. Susak with 6 home runs, 33 driven in. Stretch and pitch, runner goes, and this is fouled away, so Bolte will come back to the bag. Henry's 8 out of 9 in steals with the Rockhounds. He swiped the bag in last night's game. Hounds were shut out for just the third time. And had only 2 base hits. And one of those was the first guy up in the game for the Hounds. That was Jason Rosario last night. 1-2 strikes. Set by the lefty. Runner not going. Pitch swung on. Ground ball left side. Going to be handled by Castagnon to second base for one. The pivot, the turn, the throw. Then an around the horn double play. Well, that is six double plays in the last two games and one inning for the San Antonio Missions. And the Hounds, well, again, it's Cooper Bowman with a solo home run. And that has been all the offense for the last, 19 innings for the Hounds. So we have played one, and on Cooper's 12th of the year, after one inning of play, Rockhounds won and the Missions won.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Well, I do believe it is Friday, so welcome to your weekend. Thank you so much for spending some time with us on Rockhounds Radio here on MidlandRockhounds.org. And, of course, Valley Live and MILB TV. Always, always a pleasure. And that, by the way, is that's heartfelt. So thanks for joining us. This will be the fourth of a six-game series. Rockhounds and Missions tomorrow evening. We'll have fireworks after the game and the first 1,000 fans, a little extra on Saturday night. We have Christmas in July, and the first 1,000 fans will receive a Rockhounds Christmas ornament. Very, very cool. By the way, that is compliments of Twilight Holiday Decor. And then the fireworks after the ball game for everybody, so that'll be a 7 o'clock first pitch. We'll wrap this up on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. The Missions return home. They're going to face Frisco, and that has been fascinating. Frisco and the Missions have met 12 times, and Frisco is 11-1. That just flat out doesn't happen, but it has. So the Missions will look for a modicum of revenge against the Riders beginning Tuesday at Nelson Wolf Stadium. Leading it off is Michael De La Cruz. We go to the top of the second. Breaking pitch from Domingo Robles stays in for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Bottom third of the order in the second inning. Robert Perez Jr. and Juan Zabala to follow. Robles with a 1-0. And missed outside. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes to De La Cruz. Michael, a switch hitter, batting from the right side. 2-12 on the year. He's been better than that in the season series. Takes Boyd just inside. Breaking pitch missed. Ball three. 3-0. De La Cruz has walked nine times in addition to hitting .294 in the season series. Takes a strike here. The count goes three balls and one strike. Well, he has been effective against the Rockhounds. Has a .444 on-base percentage in the head-to-head series. Robles pitch, fouled away. Count goes full. Three balls, two strikes. Hounds will hit the road. They will take on the Arkansas Travelers beginning Tuesday, North Little Rock, Arkansas, at Dickey Stevens Park. Here's the 3-2 now from Robles. And that ball lined back up the middle. Brian Blovas right there to make the catch. Kind of a soft line drive to center. So a 3-0 count to start, but Robles gets the out on the fly ball to center field. One away for Robert Perez Jr. Mentioned, of course, the Rough Riders took seven games in the series at Nelson Wolf Stadium. That included a makeup of a rainout in the Metroplex. Pitch swung on and fouled back. It's 0-1. And I realize it. I do not mean to rub it in, but by any stretch. Obviously, that was not a pleasant series for the Missions, but it also really kind of solidified Frisco as the leader in the first half in the South Division. Pitch to the corner, called strike, and it's 0-2 to Perez Jr. Right-handed hitter is Robert. The Missions went into that series, if I recall, just a couple of games behind Frisco and the Hounds. 0-2, bouncer, big high hop to third. Handled by Jordan Groshen, sets up, throws, and makes the play in time. Two down in the inning for Juan Zabala. So, obviously, I mean, that just completely eliminated the Missions from the first half race. But, again, two things there. Frisco really got hot, and they really did and just took command of the first half race. But the Missions were knocking on the door before, and that just doesn't happen. You just don't lose seven games in a series at home. Pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. I mean, that's an anomaly, but it happened, and well, that eliminated the Missions in the first half, but they were right there, and they're right there again. Here's the 1-0 pitch by Robles. Swing and a miss, good off-speed pitch. Get him way out in front, 1-1. And the Riders, the Rockhounds, the Missions, and Amarillo just separated by four games. Pitch called, strike at the knees, 1-2 to the Missions DH. Juan at 234, Zabala with a couple of home runs and 14 driven in. Robles set, 1-2 count. Zabala swings, fouls it away. Over these last three games, the last two games for San Antonio, Rockhounds got nine runs on Tuesday, but have just two runs over the last two games combined. And Frisco really shutting down Tulsa. Drillers and the Hounds, the top two teams in runs per game in double-A ball. 1-2 pitch and a swing and a foul ball. Center right straight down to the dish. Count stays 1-2. Missions pitching outstanding and a two-hitter combined. In last night's game, I mentioned Victor Lizarraga, who was just tremendous, was the 20-year-old. Francis Pena went two-thirds, and Jason Blanchard got his first save with an inning and a third. Swinging a fly ball to right field, Denzel drips back three steps, and he will haul it in. Zabala battling with two strikes in the count, but flies out to right field. So this time around, the Missions go in order. To the bottom half of the second inning, we go at Rocky Town, Rockhounds, the Amigos tonight, and the Missions in a 1-1 tie.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Junior Perez will lead it off. We go to the bottom half of the second inning. Junior, 247. Six homers, 39 driven in. Facing left-hander Austin Krobe. Stretch and pitch. That'll drop down and in-framed by Michael De La Cruz, but not quite there. A ball and no strikes. Denzel Clark and Brian Buelvas will follow in the Hounds' second inning. We're tied up at one apiece. Probes pitch swung on and missed. Junior chased one down and away. One ball, one strike. Austin Krobe making his 18th appearance, 17th as a starter. Again, 3-6. ERA a little over 5. The other numbers are really kind of better than that, to be honest. Just the 1-1 to the back door, and it got there. Back door pitch called strike 1-2. Austin right out of hit per inning, 78 hits, 79 innings. Walk total a little high. He has 30 walks against 78 strikeouts. The 1-2 stretch by the left-hander. Pitch swung on and fouled away by Junior. Still 1-2. So the bases on balls take the ERA, or excuse me, the whip up a little bit. 1.37. It's certainly not bad at all. Opposition hitting 266 against him. doesn't always equate to a 5-plus ERA, but that's the case for the left-hander. Drafted by the Padres out of Texas Christian University, out of TCU. Here's the 1-2. Drops to the dirt. Count goes 2 balls and 2 strikes. And I mentioned MLB.com are actually talking about Baseball America, and their initial rankings for the year had Austin rated 30th. There's always really interesting different ranking systems. MLB.com has him at number 9 for the Padres. Pitch drops down low, 3-2. And those are really, I think there are others, of course. FanGraphs does a very good job of that as well. But MLB.com and Baseball America, I think that's a pretty good place to start, either or both. Hard hit ball, right side base hit. Junior busts out of a little slump of late with an opposite field line drive base hit to right field. Junior Perez on base with nobody down here in the second inning. Again, if it hasn't been Cooper Bowman knocking the ball out of the ballpark, the Hounds have not scored. I guess you could say the Hounds have not scored as a team for the last 19 innings. Only 3 runs the Hounds have. Wednesday, Thursday, and so far tonight have come on 3 solo home runs from Cooper. Toss to first, that'll chase Junior back. Good base runner, 21 steals out of 25 attempts. That's 84%, I do believe. Here's the stretch-in pitch way up high for a ball to Denzel, 1-0. Denzel Clark at 260. 11 home runs and 38 driven in. Man, I mean, he is flat-out festive tonight. And wearing the Amigos jersey. Pitch to the back door, called strike. The Amigos jerseys have a black body to them and then blue on the sleeves. And Denzel has a white arm sleeve on this right arm and, of course, the orange batting gloves. Man, that's festive. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on and fouled away. So the count 1-2 to Denzel, and Junior Perez will come back to first base. Austin Krobe making his 3rd start against the Hounds, and he has had his struggles in the season series. He's 0-2 with an ERA of 6.97 against a very small sample size, of course. Stretched by the lefty. Pitch to Denzel. That's down and in. Good stop by catcher Michael De La Cruz. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 12 hits and 10 and a third. 5 walks and 9 strikeouts in his first 2 outings against the Rockhounds. Teams have met at each venue prior to this. They will meet one more time. That will be in August in San Antonio. Next to last road trip for the Hounds. 2-2. Toss over to first base instead. So Perez back, and that's the 2nd toss over to first base by Austin. Got a kick out of Baseball America's preseason ranking of him 30th in terms of how he projects as a major leaguer. Delivery swung and sent back a bit of a hit. Krobe, it deflects to Castagnon. He'll throw to first base and got him. Denzel out by just a quarter step. He thought he beat it. Wow, that goes 1-5-3. That ball hit Austin Krobe. Deflected diagonally. Marcos Castagnon made a terrific play. Boy, the concentration level is remarkable. It hit the right ankle or leg. This should not appear at all concerned, so he's fine. That goes 1-5-3 on the deflection and a very alert play by Castagnon. Advancing to 2nd is Junior Perez. Runner in scoring position, and now here's Brian Bulbas. Brian takes inside for a ball. Baseball America noting that Krobe can be very effective against left-handers, so whether it is a starter or reliever, whatever it may be, he's in a starting role, of course, right now. Pitch up and away for a ball. It's 2-0. And Baseball America says he could easily be a lefty-lefty specialist or a mop-up reliever. Now, that doesn't sound all that glowing. You can make a really fine living doing that, by the way. Really good. 2-0 pitch, and that is bounced foul right at the plate point. I think that got Brian in the foot. Yeah, sure did. Left foot. 2 balls and a strike. The other thing I talked to folks all off and on during the course of a season, when you talk about prospects and you talk about the word average, say he could be average doing something. That's average at the big league level, folks. Average never sounded so good. It's a major compliment. Pardon the pun. 2-1, runner goes, ground ball, third base, and that will get by. That's a base hit. And because the runner was going, he actually screamed Castagnon. Head first dive, double for Brian Buelvas, 2-1. The Rockhounds take the lead. Brian Buelvas, a double down the left field line. Perez was running and flashed right in front of the baseball. It blocked Castagnon's view, would be my guess. Let's see if we get a good look at this on the replay. Yeah, he actually had to hold up, did Junior. The ball was hit to Junior's right, to Castagnon's left, went right between them. And Junior Perez scores. Brian turns it into an RBI double. And now pitching the dirt, and that will bound away. That was blocked. Boy, that's something. That was blocked by Michael De La Cruz all the way up almost to first base. Almost looked like a bunt. It'll be a wild pitch. So a runner at third base with one man down. Good hustle by Buelvas, by the way, to get to second base on that previous play. Now, 1-0 to Jeremy. Ironman swings, ground ball, and that's a base hit to left field. Past the drawn-in infield. In the score, Brian Buelvas. Jeremy Ironman with his 26th RBI. That was sharply hit. That was spanked between third and short. And again, infield playing in, and that ball gets to you all the more quickly. So the Hounds have taken a 3-1 lead. You know, I mentioned it coming into this inning. Those are the first two runs the team has actually scored in the last 20 innings of baseball. Cooper Bowman, of course, is part of the team, but he has done it all by himself until then. But the Hounds manufacturing two runs nicely on three base hits, and good aggressive base running really paid off. Jordan Groshans takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Impossible to tell for sure, but I would think if Perez had not been running on the ball that Buelvas hit, I think Castagnon would have gotten to that ball. He wasn't very far away from it. Pitch drops down and in for a ball. It's 2-0. And when I looked at the replay again, the baseball was hit with Perez coming to third base. It was hit just in front of Junior and just to the left of Castagnon. So Marcos had to hold up a little bit, and the ball got by and turned into a double. 3-1 the score. Stretching pitch by Krobe is up high, ball three. So the Hounds have two runs across. Base runner is Jeremy Ironman. Three and zero to Jordan Groshans. Stretch by Krobe. Austin's pitch. And that is down low, ball four. Jordan in last night's game failed to reach base for the first time in 18 games as a Rockhound. So he's right back on that track. He's now reached an 18 of his last 19 games. And that's going to bring a visit to the mound from pitching coach Jimmy Jones and also a visit from catcher Michael De La Cruz. Once the catcher goes out, and I did not realize this, the Hounds have been called on this a couple of times and really disputed one of the... Once the catcher goes out, the pitching coach or manager, as the case may be, has 30 seconds to decide whether or not to join that conversation without it being an additional mound visit. So Jimmy will go out and join that conversation. The Rockhounds with a 3-1 advantage, bottom of the second inning, top of the order, Cooper Bowman. Cooper now with 12 home runs, and he has three in his last two games. Did not play last night, and the Rockhounds didn't score. Of course, unlike a couple of nights ago when Cooper had the two solo home runs, Hounds had, boy, I mean, opportunities off the charts on Wednesday, but got only Cooper's two solo home runs. Last night, Rockhounds just didn't get many base runners. That was all about pitching and defense. Solo home run over the high wall in left. Cooper in the top 10 in the league now in home runs. First and second of the runners. Pitch bends down and in. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Jeremy Ironman at second. Jordan Groshans on at first. RBI double, Brian Buelvas. RBI single by Jeremy Ironman. Two on, one man down. 3-1 Rockhounds. Pitch, check swing. Fooled it. Breaking ball for a 1-1 count. little three-quarter swing maybe by Cooper. Right-handed hitting second baseman. RBI, if I did not mention, he is 52nd in the books anyway. One ball, one strike, stretch and pitch, and that drops down low. And again, De La Cruz, a good job blocking that pitch. He's done that two or three times early in this game. So a 2-1 count to Cooper Bowman. Probe, left arm at his side, has the sign now, comes set. Almost turns his back on the batter. Delivery way up high for a ball. Three balls and one strike. Left side of the infield still in the bright sunlight, so that's an issue for third and short. And, of course, left-hand center, 3-1 pitch, and that's just low ball four, so they are loaded up. Boy, Cooper Bowman has been special. He hit the home run, and I actually forgot to mention, that's 9 games in a row with a hit. And Cooper Bowman is now on base in 18 of his last 27 trips to the plate. That's .667, folks. That's ridiculous, even in a short sample size. Base is full. First pitch swing. Base hit right side, Brendan Malone. That will score one. That will score two. Bowman will come to third with ease. And it is 5-1 Rockhounds in the bottom half of the second. Brendan Malone, wasting no time, drives home his 46th and 47th of the season. Jeremy Ironman scoring easily from third base, and Jordan Groshans likewise from second. Cooper, of course, with that great speed, comes to third. So the Missions get the first one. The Rockhounds have now gotten the next 5 in this ballgame. Have 5 runs on 5 base hits, and boy, a team that is a couple of nights ago left so many men on base, really efficient in this one. They have bounced into one double play. In steps Henry Bolte. He takes a good breaking pitch for a strike, 0-1. Henry is the 8th batter up in this inning. There is one man out. And that, remember, was a ball that hit the pitcher. Retrieved by Marcos Castagnon. Activity begins in the Missions bullpen, and Krobe delivers down low. Boy, he looks frustrated on that one. Just kind of turned and looked off into the distance. One ball and one strike to Henry. Bolte reached on a fielder's choice his first time. Daniel Susak on deck, and if he gets to the plate, the Hounds will have batted around here in the second. One ball, one strike pitch sails way up high, 2-1 the count. Missions with a left-hander now warming in the bullpen behind left-hander Austin Krobe. Henry Bolte, right-handed hitter, stands in. First and third, the runners. Pitch swung on his sliced foul. Out of play off the screen. Down that right field side. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henry Bolte playing in his 18th game since being called up from the Lansing Lugnuts. Tremendous start to his season. Again, at age 20, at advanced A. Earned the call up, to be sure. 2-2, and he got him. Backdoor breaking pitch. Krobe has had some good success with that from time to time early on. First strikeout for the left-hander. 2 men out. The batter is Daniel Susak, but that is going to be it for Austin Krobe. So he will face 8 batters in this inning, and he will leave men at first and third, and the Missions will go to the bullpen in the second inning. So it's 2-1 and 2 men down. Sure on the hit total. It was an inning and 2/3 does Austin Krobe. He does give up 5 base hits, 5 runs. He's responsible for both men still on base. Walked 3, struck out 1. And hit with one wild pitch, I should say. And he has struggled a bit against the Hounds, and that has continued in this one. Missions will get a lefty with 2 on, 2 out, second inning. The new left-hander, Daniel Susak, will face him. Allen's leading it at a score of 5-1. Trying to figure out who our new left-hander is on the mound. I'm looking at number 26, and I don't see a 26 on the roster, so we'll check on that. Daniel Susak will be the batter. Bounced into a double play his first time up. Might be Miguel Cienfuegos. Yep, that's who it is. He appeared earlier on in this series. Beg your pardon. I did not have him listed in the bullpen. Beg your pardon for all that dead air right there, as we call it in the radio business. So Cienfuegos, who has already pitched in this game, will come on to pitch for the Missions. I knew he was there somewhere, just couldn't flat out find it. Cienfuegos is on. Left-hander, 6'4", 195. Out of Laval, Quebec, Canada. And he will inherit runners at first and third with two men down in the second inning. Rockhounds have scored four. The last two on Brennan Malone's RBI single to right field. Feels better now we know who the pitcher is. Yeah, that's a lot better. Called strike to Daniel Susak, 0-1. To put him on the lineup card that I use as a reliever, it's kind of a piggyback starter, so not a reliever necessarily by design, but a piggyback start in this case. Capable of giving you multiple innings. Pitch down and in for a ball, one ball and one strike. Flat out could not find the name. Just when you think things are just rolling down that baseball road of lead. One ball and one strike to Daniel Susak. Runners at the corners, two men down in inning number two. Hounds have batted around. Cienfuegos pitch and a bouncing ball and one short hop to Castagnon makes the play, throws to first for the out. Another nice play by Castagnon at third base. That ball bounced right at the shoe tops, handled it, bobbled it just a little bit, retrieved it, throws Daniel out. But it took Miguel Cienfuegos less time to end the inning than it did for me to find his name, but he does that, get that done. And the Hounds score four in the second inning. To the top half, the third we go. That sounds about right. Rock Hounds 5, San Antonio 1.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the order in the top half of the third inning, that'll be Connor Hollis, Ripken Reyes, and Cole Cummings to face Domingo Robles. Retired the bottom third of the order in order in the second after the run scored in the first that gave San Antonio the lead. First pitch swing, and Hollis sends one deep but foul down toward the left field corner. Boy, jumped all over that pitch, but got just a bit out in front of it. 0-1, Connor a strikeout, his first time up. 2-21 on the season. About 1:45 in the series is Connor. He's 7-48 against the Hounds. He takes up high for a ball. Count is 1-1. And again, the sample size for the guys who have been here through both of the series, and pretty significant. This is the 16th game between the clubs. Pitch off speed, way high. Ball two. Two balls and one strike from Domingo. Domingo Robles. Left-hander, 6'2", 170, out of the Dominican. Chopper to third, two hops to Jordan Groshen. Sets up, throws, and got him. Hollis runs well, but he's out by a step. One man down in the third inning, and the batter is Ripken Reyes. He started the run-scoring rally for the Missions in the first inning. Was hit by a pitch, probably stole a base, and scored on a single by Robbie Tenorowicz a couple of moments later. Hounds responded with a solo home run from Cooper Bowman, leading off the bottom half of the first inning, and then scored four in the second. Robles off speed pitch drops down and away for a ball, 1-0. Reyes, switch hitter, so he'll bat from the left side. Robles set, a leg kick and a delivery. That's up high for a ball, two balls and no strikes. I say so often of Ripken Reyes, he is a bit of a throwback player. He has now been hit by a pitch 26 times this season. And he has 13 sacrifice bunts, takes a called strike, and it's 2-1. I mean, that's just, well, it's old school on the bunt, and again, he's just an artist with a bat that way. And he does crowd the plate, and he doesn't mind getting plunked. Pitch up high, ball 3, 3-1. I would be really curious to know, Ripken, 27 years of age, I'd be curious to know if he wants to coach when the playing side is through. Hard hit ball down the left field line. That's almost exactly what he did last night. A key swing of the bat, and he will put on the brakes. Good hustle to get there in left field by Henry Bolte. But boy, another good AB from Ripken Reyes as he sends a single down the left field line. Good hustle by Henry to limit it to a single. Third base hit for the Missions, and Reyes on base, so we'll see if he is running. Cole Cummings sent a ball that deflected off Brennan Malone's glove. Brennan missed a brilliant catch by just a matter of inches in the first inning. Cummings sends a shot back up the middle of the line drive. Base hit, two on, and only one man down. Boy, laced that low line drive right back up the middle. Cummings took an 0-2 pitch last time and singled to right field. This time he jumps on the first pitch he sees and absolutely ripped it up the middle. So back-to-back base hits, second time in this game. Last time it was Cummings and Tenorowicz with Reyes already on base. This time Reyes and Cummings back-to-back one-out singles here in the third. 5-1 Hounds, but the Missions with something going. And by the way, it is, again, Copa night, so the Midland Amigos, the identity this evening. Batter is Robbie Tenorowicz. RBI single, his first time up. Went the opposite way and drove a single into right center field. Two on, one out. Pitch by Robles. Swing and a miss. Tenorowicz went after the first pitch last time as well. Swings and misses here. 0-1. He will ask for time. It's getting to be more and more of an art form. The guys will step out, take a few seconds, and then ask for time. It extends that and break out of the box just a little. Well within the bounds of the rules. 0-1 count, pitched by Robles, sails high for a ball, and it's 1-1. Marcos Castagnon is on deck for the Missions. San Antonio wearing again the camouflage uniforms over the gray baseball pants. One ball, one strike, 2-1, one out. Robles a glance at second, pitch swung on, ground ball, and that is just foul wide of the bag. Well, that was close, bat of an eye. Home plate umpire has to make that call, too, jumping out from behind home plate. Wasn't much doubt, though. Luke Montz is the manager, and he's in the third base coaching box, and he pointed foul. So no argument from the Missions on that. In fact, Luke might have called it first. So it's 1-2 to Tenorowicz. Reyes on at second base, Cummings at first. They both have good speed, good base runners. 1-2 pitch by Robles, down and in. And around the shoe tops, Daniel Susak blocks that. By the way, our franchise scrapbook, two additions in this ball game to talk about the middle two and the Rockhounds four-peat, including 2015. In my way of thinking, best team in franchise history. Give you those two chapters over the course of our ball game tonight. 2-2 pitch, set high and foul, out of play, off to the right side, still 2-2. Robbie Tenero hits a 243, 8 home runs. He has 27 driven in on the season. Actually 28 now because he had the RBI in the first inning. Brought Ripken Reyes home with a single. 2-2 count, pitched by Robles, and he got him. Swing and a miss. Off speed, down and away. Second strikeout of the game. He got Connor Hollis to start the game and gets Tenorowicz here with 2-1 and 1 out in the third. And that'll bring up Marcos Castagnoli. By the way, Tulsa and Frisco underway. They're in the top of the fourth inning in the Metroplex. No score in that game. Tulsa, again, top scoring team in Double-A baseball, but Frisco has absolutely handcuffed them. Swinging a chopper back out in front of the plate. Daniel Susak will make the play, sets up, throws, and got it. So the old bounce out, 2-3. And the inning comes to an end, so Robles does a nice job getting out of a jam with two on and one man down. To the bottom of the third we go. Rockhounds 5 and San Antonio 1. Year 2 of the four-peat was 2015. The Hounds went a pedestrian 35-35 in the first half, but by season's end had become perhaps the best club in franchise history. Brian Christensen's team went 48-22 in the second half and, including the playoffs, won 37 of their last 49 games. The Hounds defeated an outstanding Corpus Christi team in the division series and swept the Northwest Arkansas Naturals for their second consecutive championship. The club had three of the Texas League's four all-star infielders, third baseman Ryan Healy, second baseman Colin Walsh, and shortstop Chad Pinder, who was named the league player of the year. Chris Jensen went 11-1 in his last 12 starts, and Sean Manaea, acquired by the A's in a trade deadline deal, joined the team down the stretch and was the final piece of the puzzle. He was absolutely dominant, going 6-0 with a 1.90 ERA. The Rockhounds tossed 17 shutouts, breaking the franchise record set by the Cubs in 1975, and added another in the playoffs when Parker Frazier closed out the championship series with a three-hitter. And the bullpen was off the charts. The Rockhounds went 77-0 when leading after eight innings. Oh, and a sidebar. The only infielder was not named to the Texas League All-Star team. That was the guy who led all of Major League Baseball in home runs and RBIs last season. Rockhounds first baseman, Matt Olson.
Junior Perez started the four-run rally in the second inning, so he will lead it off here in the third. Hounds sent all nine guys to the dish in inning number two. Junior with a really nice opposite field base hit to right to start that rally. He faces Miguel Cienfuegos, who delivers a called strike at the knees inside corner. Left-hander out of the bullpen in relief of Austin Crowe. It's kind of a pale blue leather glove on that right hand. Junior asking for time, so he'll reset the pitch clock. Junior Perez, Denzel Clark, and Brian Buelvas here in the Rockhounds third. 5-1 Hounds lead. 0-1 pitch, and Junior chased one up and away, swinging strike two. No balls and two strikes. Manchin broke out of a little slide. He was just one for his last 18 over five games before the base hit. His last time up, and a good piece of hitting. Swings and misses here, comes up empty, and that quickly is a three-pitch whip for Cienfuegos. So one man out with nobody on. There's Denzel. Denzel hit one back up the middle that hit pitcher Austin Grove. It carried diagonally toward third base. And Marcos Castagnoli made a really good play. Junior moved up on the play, but Denzel was thrown out 1-5-3. Pitch drops down low, one ball and no strikes to count. Cienfuegos with his sign from Michael De La Cruz now goes into the motion and the 1-0 delivery. And that's on the inside corner for a strike, 1-1. Cienfuegos making just his fourth appearance with the Missions. Third out of the bullpen. The left-hander's pitch is down the middle for a called strike two, a ball and two strikes. 14 innings, 14 base hits. He has walked one batter and struck out 17.
Missions have a couple of guys with ridiculous strikeout and walks numbers. High fly ball center field. Hollis is back with room. He waits for that ball. Towering fly ball handled by Hollis. Deep center field, but shy of the track. Quickly two men down in the third inning. Cienfuegos went two innings against the Hounds earlier in this series. Gave up three runs on five hits. But so far he has faced three and retired three, including a strikeout. Ryan Welvas is the batter. Had that interesting double his first time around. Takes high for a ball. Sent a ball to the left of the third baseman Castañón, but Junior Perez was running. And the two, well, the baseball ran right between the defender and the base runner, with the defender having to put on the brakes a bit. Swinging a foul out of play, one and one. Again, I would think Castañón would have had a chance at the play. Wouldn't say he necessarily would have made the play. Obviously, no way to know, but he might have had a chance at it. Shadow stretching out now, left field and center field, and really right as well, still getting sunshine. The infield is in shadows all the way. Boy, high strike to Buelvas on the outside corner, one and two. Brian, right-handed hitter, the RBI his third, and now his sixth game since coming up from Lansing. As did fellow outfielder Henry Bolte. 1-2 pitch. Protects the outside part of the plate, fouls it away, one and two. Nobody on, two men down, bottom of the third inning. A four-run second, the difference in this ballgame. Rock Hounds lead the Missions 5-1. Cienfuegos with the stretch, the 1-2 pitch to Buelvas, swings, high fly ball, left center field, long run for Hollis. He looks up and makes the catch. Boy, that's on the track in deep left center. That's 385 to 390 at the wall there, and that ball just shy of the track. So a well-hit baseball, but again, Hollis going deep to track it down, and the inning comes to an end. So a couple of well-hit baseballs, but a strikeout, two flyouts, and a 1-2-3 Rockhounds third inning. So we go to the top half of the fourth and give you totals along the way after three complete. Hounds 5, San Antonio 1.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion. Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
Ray Patrick Ditter to lead it off. We go to the top of the fourth inning. Domingo Robles, left-hander with the first offering, finds the outside corner with a breaking pitch at the knees, 0-1. Ray Patrick Ditter, Michael De La Cruz, and Robert Perez Jr. to face the Hounds lefty. 0-1, swung on, lifted high in the air, right side. Long run, foul ground. Anybody? Yep, Cooper Bowman makes the catch, but 6 feet in foul territory up the right field line, on the grass. A little bit of wind pushing, so that ball moving around a little bit. Cooper makes the play, foul territory, and Ditter fouls out, one away in the fourth. Missions one run on four base hits. Rockhounds five runs on five hits. Game has been errorless. Missions have stranded four. The Rockhounds have left two and bounced into one double play. Domingo sends a strike at the knees outside edge to Michael De La Cruz, 0-1. Ripken Reyes hit by a pitch, stole second in the first inning. Back-to-back singles by Cole Cummings and Robbie Tenderowitz bringing it home. Backdoor pitch called, strike two. Repped that on the outside corner, 0-2 count. Domingo, four pitches in this inning, all strikes. Lefty comes set. De La Cruz, the switch hitter, batting right-handed. Delivery and a chopper back up the middle. Cooper again makes the play near the bag, throws across the body and got him. So two men down in the fourth inning. Batter is Robert Perez Jr. Hounds tied the game on Cooper Bowman's third home run in his last two games. He did not play last night. This one high over the left field wall. It was well hit. And the Hounds batted around in the second inning, scored four times to break the tie that Cooper then forged. Pitch high and away, ball one to Robert Perez Jr. Bounced to third, his first time up. RBI double Brian Buelvas, RBI single Jeremy Ironman, and a two-run single by Brendan Malone in the Hounds' four-run second inning. One ball, no strikes. Pitch swung on and ripped to left field, a base hit. Robert Perez Jr., and he is a threat to go, has a dozen steals, a two-out single to left field. So that's five base hits now for each team in this game. One on, two out. Juan Zabala blew out to right field his first time. Hounds and Missions tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock. First 1,000 fans get an unusual July gift, a Christmas ornament, Rockhounds Christmas ornament. Christmas in July. Thank you. Swing and a miss on the first offering, 0-1. Twilight holiday decor, by the way, providing those. Very cool. A little Christmas in July and then fireworks after the ball game. As is, of course, our Saturday tradition. If the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you. And Sunday afternoon, family day. From ConocoPhillips and the Midland Reporter-Telegram and All-American Chevrolet of Midland. Swinging a foul back, and the count is 0-2 to Zabala. Again, the Missions will go home after Sunday. And again, we'll look for a very large modicum of revenge against Frisco. And the Hounds travel to Arkansas next week. Six-game series all of the remaining 8 weeks in the season, including this one. Backdoor pitch, a swing and a miss off speed, and Robles very sharp in the inning. Perez got him for a sharp single, but he got the other three batters and looked very good doing it. Strikeout number three as he gets Zabala to chase the breaking pitch. To the bottom of the fourth inning, we go at Rocky Town. Rockhounds 5, San Antonio 1.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class, so we all know that E equals MC squared, but what about F and G? What are they squared, huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Jeremy Ironman will be followed by Jordan Groshans and back up top to Cooper Bowman as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Hounds 5, Missions 1. A couple editions of Hilliard Office Solutions find the solution for you. All of it off today's Major League stat sheet and standings board. First pitch, swing, ground ball, then the third base. That's a fair ball right on the line, down the line, into the corner. Jeremy around first, and he will go into second, standing up. Ball rattled around a little bit, but corralled by Cole Cummings.
Jeremy Ironman 2-for-2, RBI single and a leadoff double in the second and fourth, respectively. Double down the left field line, first hit allowed by Cienfuegos. Here's Jordan Gershon's walked and scored his first time up. Real quick one for you. Major League Baseball, 30 teams. 29 of the 30 have won at least 30 games. What is the only team in Major League Baseball to yet win its 30th game? In fact, they have not yet won their 28th. Amazing. Jordan Groshans takes strike call. Knee-high outside corner. Give you a couple of pitches on that one. It's a team that 2 years ago was going to be the next hot team in their division. I guess not. Jordan asking for time. So Jeremy Ironman on at second base. Nobody out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Hounds 5, Missions 1. And Jordan walked his first time on base now in 18 of his 19 games as a member of the Hounds. 0-1 pitch, ground ball out towards second, handled by Reyes, and a short, quick hop throws to first for the out. That'll be a pseudo-sacrifice. Ironman will move to third base on the first out of the inning. And one man down, here's Cooper. Well, the Chicago White Sox. Now, you might have thought Colorado, you might have thought Oakland, but no. The White Sox, I mean, this is terrifying. They are 27-78. 27-78. That means you lose three out of every four games. Man, that's rough. Pitch down on the way to Cooper for ball one. White Sox, if they continue at this pace, will finish the season 42-120. It's White Sox fan, that's rough. Stretch and pitch, and that drops just low to Cooper. Bowman 2-0. Cooper with a solo home run in the first inning, and he walked in the second. Home run his 12th, third in his last two games. Runner at third, infield in all the way around. Stretch and pitch by Cienfuegos. Called strike, just got there, knee high, inside edge. Borderline pitch, got there, 2-1. Right-handed hitter is Cooper, 278 coming into this ball game. The 2-1 pitch drops down and in, ball three. So a 3-1 count to the Hounds second baseman. Brennan Malone on deck. And Cooper and Daniel Susak got last evening off. For Cooper, that's fairly rare. And Jack Winkler not in the lineup today, and that is very rare indeed. Of course, the minors, basically nobody plays every day, but Jack and Cooper and company don't get many days off. Here's the 3-1 pitch. It's up high, ball four. So, boy, Cooper Bowman, he has something of late getting on base. Cooper Bowman is on base 19 of his last 28 trips to the plate. That's nearly 700 for an on-base percentage. That'll get it done. There is Brennan Malone. I thought this one's kind of interesting. July, of course, is not in the books just yet. But in all of Major League Baseball, both leagues combined, one team leads a bunch of offensive categories. Snap, throw to first, Cooper is back. One big league team leads all of the majors in batting average, home runs, runs scored, slugging percentage, and OPS, and is second in on-base percentage. One team. To mull that over, and they are way out in front by a couple of the categories. Another toss to first, so Cienfuegos has used both of his disengagement opportunities here. If he throws over again and does not get Cooper, that turns into a balk. A pitch to the plate and a strike called to Brennan Malone. Brennan is 1-for-1. He walked in the first inning, 2-run single in the second. RBIs 46 and 47. Now tied with Colby Thomas for second on the team. 0-1 pitch, now they got there. Called strike, knee high, inside edge, 0-2. Two on, one man down. Jeremy Ironman, a leadoff double. Jordan Groshans bounced out to second with Ironman advancing. And Cooper Bowman draws the walk, so runners at the corners with one away. Brennan Malone at the plate, Henry Bolte on deck. Miguel Cienfuegos with a stretch
Looks at first, 0-2 pitch. Fouled away. Do it again. The team we're talking about, by the way, leads in batting average and home runs. They have scored 129 runs this month. That's 15 more than any other team. Their slugging percentage is .521. That is 31 points better than anybody else in major league baseball. 0-2, down and in, gets away, and both runners will move up. Run scores. Cooper down to second on the pitch in the dirt. So on a wild pitch, the Hounds lead it now 6-1. When Sweeney and Fuegos had been pretty sharp, and then all of a sudden, uncorks a wild pitch. So Jeremy Eierman scores. Down to second goes Cooper. And the count is 1-2 to Brendan Ballone. Another runner in scoring position. Hounds lead the Mission 6-1. 1-2 count. Cienfuegos looks over the shoulder at the runner. Pitch a little looper in the left field. That'll sink and drop. Going to wave Cooper home. Throw from left fielder Cummings. Got a chance. No, it doesn't. Slides and scores. And the throw gets away. And down to second goes Brendan Ballone. I don't know if he was moving up anyway or if that'll be an error. So he was just going on the throw. The throw did get away. I don't know that he was moving up until that ball got away, to be honest with you. But again, I was looking at two different things. So a base hit. Darryl Kennedy waving the phone. Boy, I don't know. That throw bounced up there. But he might have been going down to second on the throw anyway. So RBI single. Brendan Ballone's third ribby of the ball game goes to second on the throw. 7-1 score, pitch high and away to Henry Bolte. Cooper with that good speed, that ball wouldn't hit all that deep into left field by Brennan. But Darryl Kennedy did not hesitate and sent Cooper home. He scores 7-1 the score, swinging a foul out of play on Bolte's bat, and it's one ball, one strike. So Brennan with three runs batted into this game, that's 48. So he now passes Colby Thomas for second on the team in RBIs. Colby last played as a Rockhound June 16th. He was pretty good, huh? Still is, but I mean was really good here. Pitched down and in for a ball, 2-1. Great kid, too. He really is. He and Jacob Wilson, really impressive. Two of the, I've said this many times, but they just made such a terrific impression. Two of the better prospects in a, I think, over the last good number of years here, and personalities and personas to match. Two balls, one strike to Henry. Good breaking pitch got there for a strike from Cienfuegos. 2-2 the count. Two runs across. Hounds have manufactured a couple here. Leadoff double by Jeremy Eierman. Got things going. Eventually scored on a wild pitch. 2-2 stretch. Lead by Ballone. Pitch to the plate. Punch right side. Base hit toward the right field corner. Over to cut it off is Perez. That's going to drive home a run. Digging for two. Henry Bolte, the throw. Not going to be in time. Head first dive. RBI double for Henry. Opposite field swing. Boy, again, speaking of talented young players, Henry Bolte, 20 years of age, drives in his sixth run as a Rockhound. And the Rockhounds, boy, are rocking and rolling in this one. They have not had much offensive success the last two games, but the Hounds have scored three more in this inning. It's an 8-1 game. Brendan Ballone scores easily, and Henry's on in scoring position. Swing and a miss. Daniel Susak with an 0-1 count. So three runs on three base hits and a walk. And again, the Hounds all of a sudden have become very efficient offensively. And are leading this game by 7. Swinging a high drive by Daniel Susak. High and deep. Not coming back. It is long gone. Sidewalk souvenir out to a deep part of this ballpark. That found the berm in left center field, folks. That is a drive well over 400 feet. Daniel Susak was 0 for 2 in this game. He is 0 for 2 no longer. His seventh home run of the season, and that was impressive. Boy, I mean, that was a blast. You do not see many baseballs hit to that part of this ballpark. That is really deep to left center field. Right field short porch, of course, we talk about a lot, and that's because it comes into play so often. It's 393 to deep right center field, and where Daniel hit that, about the same, about 390, 395 maybe, to deep left center. Was just thinking today, talking about Daniel Susak, who again has just been so very good, really since the start of May. Daniel Susak, since May 8th, is hitting right about 350. Doesn't hit for a ton of power in terms of home runs. Had 22 extra base hits coming into this game. 14 of those were doubles. His seventh home run now is a called strike to Junior Perez, 0-1 after a visit to the mound from Jimmy Jones. But Daniel talks about that a little bit, about the fact that power can come. He's just looking for good swings, good contact, pitch up and away for a ball. And it reminds me, I use the phrase so often, but it struck me coming from the likes of the great Albert Pujols, that he's not trying to hit home runs, or wasn't during his career, trying to hit line drives. And Daniel, maybe the same kind of approach. Pitch down and in, two balls and a strike to Junior. So the Rockhounds now double digits. In this inning, five runs on four hits, and a shot back up the middle by Perez, and that's a base hit. Junior two for three. Well, the Rockhounds have absolutely rocking and rolling right now. Hounds have 10 runs on 10 base hits in this game. And here's Denzel. He's the eighth batter up. One down in the inning. Hounds had a 5-1 lead coming into this game, and it is now a 10-1 game in the fourth inning. Backdoor pitch called strike to Denzel, 0-1. And of course, Denzel Clark, same kind of scenario as with Daniel Susak. Since May 5th, he's hitting better than 300. Of course, power and speed, swinging a foul back, it's 0-2. Denzel at the dish, 0-2 in this game. The ball to deflected off. Starting pitcher Austin Krobe was handled by Marcos Castagnon in that pretty defensive play. And flew out to deep center his last time. 0-2 stretch by the lefty. Cienfuegos with a pitch. Denzel a chopper back to the mound. Second base for one. Relay from Ripken Reyes is in time. Double play. Don't see that very often, but the 1-4-3. Denzel, by the way, has an on-base streak that is in some jeopardy here in this ballgame, as he is 0-3. Tell you what time of the night it has been. He's the only Rockhound who has not reached base, and this is four innings into the game. But the Rockhound scored five times in the inning on five base hits and a walk, no errors, and on the double play, another one. Nobody left on base. We have played four. Give you our trivia answer coming up. Expand on a little bit as well. After four, Hounds 10, San Antonio 1.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
top of the order for San Antonio in the top of the fifth inning. It'll be Connor Hollis, Ripken Reyes, and Cole Cummings. Domingo Robles gave up a run in the top of the first inning. Couple of base runners in the third. He got out of that jam. It's a 10-1 game. Swinging a foul back. Connor Hollis 0 for 2. He has struck out and bounced to third. Hilliard Office Solutions Trivia talking about one team that leads all of Major League Baseball in multiple categories for the month of July. Pretty impressively so. Bouncing ball, foul, wide to third. And they've scored 15 more runs this month than any other team. Their slugging percentage is 31 points higher than anybody else. And their on-base plus slugging is 61 points better than any other team in Major League Baseball. And they're second in OBP. What team is it? The 0-2 stretch by Robles and the pitch, and that is fouled away. It is pretty doggone amazing. Led by a former Rockhound, it's the Oakland A's. They are absolutely out of their minds at the plate in the month of July, and Lawrence Butler has led the way, along with Brent Rooker, by the way. Pitch up and away, 1-2. Lawrence Butler is hitting .412 this month, and his OPS, that's on-base plus slugging, is borderline historic. He's not there yet. Pitch high for a ball. Lawrence Butler has an OPS of 1.423. In Oakland A's history, in A's history, in fact, not just Oakland, A's history, that covers some ground, my friends, covers a lot of ground. Foul ball, 2-2 to Connor Hollis. That's not only Oakland, that's Kansas City and Philadelphia. Only two other players have ever had an OPS that high in A's history. I'll tell you who they are in a moment. He's in rarefied air. 2-2 pitch, and that's fouled away. The other two A's with an on-base percentage, I'm sorry, on-base plus slugging of 1,400 or better, Jimmy Fox and Mark McGuire, 2-2, foul back. Now, for the younger among you, I know Jimmy Fox, you don't necessarily know that name. That's one of the best hitters of all time, end of story, period. And Mark McGuire did it twice, and he had the capacity to knock the ball out of the yard a little. Pitching a hard hit ball. Gloved on the backhand side by Brendan Malone for the out. Line drive. Good swing of the bat by Hollis. Handled by Brendan Malone. Good play by Brendan. Yeah, if you are looking to join a list that only includes Mark McGuire, and Jimmy Fox in A's history, that's stunning. Lawrence Butler. What a month he is having. Pitch to Reyes, swing fly ball up Ripken's bat. That is drifting toward the right field side, and over to make the play is Denzel Clark for the out. So Ripken retired for the first time in this ball game. You know, Lawrence Butler is, you know, the situation in Oakland, and obviously it's not good. I mean, they're going to be playing in Sacramento for a few years, move to Las Vegas. It's so tough for A's fans. But Lawrence Butler has to just be a ray of sunshine right now, and he plays with just such just emotion and joy and happiness, pardon the cliche. Good backup pitch by Robles, strike to Cole Cummings. But his personality really matches just the success of the plate, so that's good stuff for the A's. Swing, line drive, right field. Denzel comes on, makes the catch coming in toward the infield. So well-hit baseball handled by Denzel in the top half of the fifth inning. It is over, man. Oakland A's all of a sudden discovering the joy of swinging the bats. Best offensive team in Major League Baseball this month. Go figure. We'll go to the bottom half of the fifth. The Rockhounds lead the San Antonio Missions by the score of 10-1.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park. where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
Ovintiv is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds.
As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovintiv proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
David Morgan is on to pitch for San Antonio. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Brian Welbas will lead it off. Brian, with a double his first time up, RBI and scored a run. Swings and pops this one high in the air. Right side, Ripken Reyes. Wind is pushing. Boy, wind's really picked up. Comes all the way back to the infield. Dirt to make the catch. Wind now is pretty much the way we started. It's right to left, a little bit inward, but it has certainly picked up. Boy, that ball all of a sudden was getting knocked down. So Brian pops out to Ripken Reyes. One pitch, one swing, one pop up and one out. And here is Jeremy Ironman. He is two for two. RBI single and a run. And led off the fourth inning with a double, and that turned into a five-run inning. Fastball strike outside corner, 0-1. Miguel Cienfuegos set a 1-2-3 third inning, but boy, the Hounds got to him in the fourth. He gives up five hits, five runs, all earned, a walk and a strikeout over two and a third. 0-1 pitch down and away from Morgan. Count one ball, one strike to Jeremy. Hounds tied the game with a Cooper Bowman home run at the bottom of the first. Got four to break the tie in the second and five in the fourth. Ironman waits, big leg kick by Morgan. Swing and a miss, 1-2. David Morgan, really a throwback pitcher with that motion, that high leg kick. You just don't see that hardly anymore at all. Right-hander from the belt. Long set, big leg kick into the delivery, swung on, ground ball left side, under the glove of Marcos Castagnon into left field, third base into the game for Jeremy Ironman. And that on a 1-2 count. Jeremy 3-for-3. Hounds have their 11th hit again. 10 runs on 10 hits in this game for the Hounds. Boy, that is a turnaround from a couple of nights ago. Jeremy now hits in right, on base in five of his last six. Jordan Groshans, 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. Swings and fouls, Morgan's first pitch back, it's 0-1. David Morgan makes his ninth appearance all in relief for San Antonio. He's 1-0 with a, 0-1 ERA of 6.08. 13 and a third innings, just 10 base hits, 7 walks, 18 strikeouts. So he strikes out a lot of guys. Opposition hitting just 208 against him, despite the 6 ERA. Swinging a foul back, and the count 0-2. Field entirely in shadows. Sky kind of an evening pale blue, a little bit gray. Just gorgeous evening. Again, a little bit of wind picking up, right to left and inward. Jordan Groshans at the plate. Cooper Bowman waiting on deck. Long set. Pitch by Morgan. Swing and a miss. And he got him. He changed the pace of delivery there very nicely. Morgan with a strikeout. So it's one on and two men down. Again, Morgan does strike out a lot of batters. And he gets Jordan Groshans swinging there. Here's Cooper. In the last three games, Wednesday and Thursday night, and the first inning of this game, and then you've had the three innings since. Two completely different chapters in this series. Swing it, a shot down the left field. Oh, that's a fair ball into the corner. Cooper Bowman. Jeremy Ironman stops at third. Cooper with a double. My goodness, is he swinging the bat. Just a laser into the left field corner. Cooper Bowman is 2-for-2 with a solo home run and a double. He has hit in 9 consecutive games, and he is hitting better than 500 in those 9 games. He's 18 for 35. 5 doubles, a triple, and 4 home runs. That will get you noticed. Second and third with 2 men down. He's been on base in all 4 times to the plate. He is on base in 20 of his last 29 trips to the plate. That's ridiculous. Stretch and pitch, and that'll drop down and into Brendan Malone. 1 ball, no strikes. Your stats can tell you a lot. They can tell you absolutely nothing at the same time. But for Cooper, that tells you just how good he is. Well, he's been good all season. He's been just sensational of late. 1-0 pitch, Malone, high fly ball, right center field, the room for Connor Hollis. And he's there and makes the catch. So no damage done. Single by Jeremy Ironman, a double by Cooper Bowman, but nothing across. But the Rockhounds with a 9-run advantage. We'll give you some totals in a moment after 5 completed Rocky Town on Copenhague, Midland Amigos. It's the Rockhounds, the Amigos, 10, and San Antonio, 1.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
Rockhounds lead San Antonio by the score of 10-1. Top of the 6th inning at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Domingo Robles will face the middle third of the San Antonio order. Robbie Tenorowicz, Marcos Castagnon, and Ray Patrick Dinner. I mentioned a couple of moments ago, when you look at Wednesday and Thursday and the first inning of this game, 19 innings of baseball, the Rockhounds scored only 3 runs, all of them on Cooper Bowman's solo home runs. And again, on Wednesday, left 11 men stranded, bounced into 3 double plays. In fact, the Hounds have bounced into 7 double plays in the last 2.5 games. Cooper's third home run in that stretch tied this game in the bottom half of the first inning at 1. And then all of a sudden, the rest of the team said, you know, that looks like fun, let's get involved. And the Rockhounds scored 4 times in the second, 5 times in the fourth. And they lead this game by the score of 10-1. Totals in a moment as Robbie Tenorowicz stands in to face Domingo Robles. Pitch down the middle, bit of low, ball 1. Robbie 1-for-2. He drove in the first run of this game with an RBI single to right center in the first. In the infield alignment with first baseman Brendan Malone, about a step off the grass at first base, well off the bag. Ground ball to third, couple of hops, and that got past Grosjens. It's retrieved at shortstop, and the throw will come out of play. Jeremy Ironman made a really good effort there. That'll be a base hit compounded by an error, would be the guess. So, hit and an error. Really good effort by Jeremy. That ball got under Jordan Groshen's glove. Jeremy made the play on the outfield grass. Has that terrific arm. Tried to throw back across his body, but ball got into the dugout. Really good effort, but it'll be one on with nobody down. That'll be a base hit compounded by a throwing error. An error of aggression, to be sure. San Antonio, including that hit, 1 run on 6 base hits, no errors, 1-6-0. Rockhounds, 10 runs, 12 hits, and 1 error, including that one just now, 10-12-1. Missions have left 5 men on base. Rockhounds have stranded 4 and bounced into 2 double plays. Marcos Castagnon is the batter. 0-for-2 at the plate. Been very good in the field, has Marcos. Good breaking pitch called strike from Robles, 0-1. Hounds trying to square this series. Missions taking the last 2 after the Rockhounds won on opening night, 9-5. Missions with a shutout win last night and a 6-2 win on Wednesday. Swing and a miss. Good aggressive pitch by Robles up and in with a fastball. Count is 0-2. again, Texas League South Division. 45 games to be played yet in this second half, and that means remaining overall in the season, and three teams just a half game apart, including these two. 0-2 pitch, a line drive, and that is a foul ball, but a bat of an eye down the left field line. With Castagnon with a good swing on 0-2. Just missed extra bases. 10-1 ball game, but Marcos Castagnon up there battling on 0-2 with a good swing of the bat. Ray Patrick Dinner is on deck. Hounds and Frisco tied at 15-9. The Missions are, again, just a half game back at this juncture in time. They are 14-9. Amarillo only four games out. They won four straight. They're taking three in a row over Wichita. The Wind Surge have had a struggle of it this year. Castagnon waits. 0-2 count. Pitched by Robles. Hard hit ball. Third base. Groshans is there. Makes the play. Throws to first for the out. Nicely picked. Runner at second. One man down for Ray Patrick Ditter. He is popped to first and fouled out to second baseman Cooper Bowman. Hounds and Missions tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock, with, as mentioned, Christmas in July and fireworks to follow the game. Blake Beers will go for the Rockhounds tomorrow. Blake, an 8-game winner. He's been a great story on this 2024 season. Swinging ground ball, third base. Groshans again makes the play at the shoot tops, throws to first for the out. Back-to-back plays by the third baseman. Jordan, by the way, has shown to be a very good defensive third baseman in his time here. Two down for Michael De La Cruz. He has flown to center and bounced out to second. Jared Kolar was to have been the starter tomorrow for San Antonio. We understand that he is either has been or will be the expectation called up to AAA. Swing and a miss, and the count goes 0-1. But Blake Beers will get the start for the Rockhounds tomorrow, then a rematch of the opening night game with Jack Perkins going on Sunday afternoon for the Hounds to close the series. 0-1, fastball strike outside corner 0-2. When this series started on Tuesday, there were 8 weeks, all of them six-game series, 8 weeks, six-game sets, of course. 0-2 pitch by Robles. Line drive, left center field, base hit. That'll easily bring home a run. Giving a long look and turning for second base is Michael De La Cruz, and he'll get there ahead of the throw in the tag, so a double. I think that'll probably make that an earned run as well because that ball was hit into the gap. Runner at first base. That's actually that scorekeeper's decision, we'll see. But that's, again, an 0-2 swing. De La Cruz with an RBI double. Castagnon just missed extra bases on an 0-2. So a 10-2 game. Ball hit in the gap to left center field. Seventh base hit for the Missions in this game, and that'll bring up Robert Perez, Jr. Domingo finds the outside corner with a good backdoor pitch. Count is 0-1. Over the last 8 weeks of the season, Rockhounds alternate home and road each week. Every ball club, of course, gets a stretch where they play a fairly large number either home or away or both over the course of the season. Bouncing ball, third base again. Jordan Groshen sets up, throws, and he makes all three outs in this inning, or assists, that is. So it's one run on a couple of base hits, one error, and one man left on base. So, actually, benefit of the doubt might go to Robles on that, whether or not that run is earned or not. So we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. We'll do a little franchise scrapbook for you with the Rockhounds on top by the score of 10-2.
In recounting the four feet, it's important to pause at title number 3. When the Rockhounds made it a hat trick in 2016, they became just the fourth team ever to win 3 straight titles and the first since the Fort Worth Panthers in 1922. The 16 season was a virtual replay of the previous year. The Rockhounds and Corpus Christi were again the league's two best clubs. The Hounds edged the Hooks in the division series and again defeated Northwest Arkansas to win the title. But it was also a season defined by a single swing of the bat. Dio Sergi Rosa's walk-off grand slam in the last of the ninth in Game 3 of the division series.
Gio and that swing will be the subject of their own segment. The 2016 club was led by Texas League Player of the Year Matt Chapman and an outstanding pitching staff that posted a league-best 3.49 team ERA. The team was guided by Texas League Manager of the Year Ryan Christensen and again followed a so-so first half with a spectacular second. The Hounds went 44-25 to win the second half and 6-2 in the postseason, a combined mark of 50-27. Ryan Christensen managed the Rockhounds in 2015 and 16. In the second half and playoffs combined in those two seasons, his teams went 105-50. 2016 saw the first Texas League hat trick in nearly a century, powered by a grand slam for the ages. And, as it turned out, there was one more chapter yet to be written.
Bottom half of the sixth inning, Hounds with a 10-2 advantage. Henry Bolte with a swing and a miss, count 0-1 to the Hounds left fielder. Henry 1-for-3, RBI double and a run scored in this ball game. Right-hander David Morgan with a signature leg kick delivers a swing and a miss, pitch down and away, count is 0-2. Daniel Susak and Junior Perez to follow in the Rockhounds sixth inning. 10-2 is the score in this one. Only after a ball game last night in which runs were absolutely tough to come by. Now scored 4 in the second, 5 in the fourth. Morgan with a kick. That is a big leg kick. Pitched down and away for a ball, 1-2. See a guy with that kind of a delivery, you realize you just rarely see that anymore. Tip of that left foot. Maybe above the brim of the cap, yeah. Delivery swung on and missed, and Bolte's out on strikes. And Morgan does average well more than a strikeout an inning, and he's struck out a couple in 1 1/3. Daniel Susak, the batter boy, he is 1-for-3, and I mean the one was absolutely belted. 2-run home run to the power alley in left center field. Came in the fourth inning and capped that 5-run inning. Daniel's seventh of the season. RBIs 34 and 35. Down and away, the first delivery from Morgan. 1 ball, no strikes. Bounced into a double play in the first. Bounce out to third to win the second inning and then launch the ball out of here his last time up. 1-0 pitch by Morgan. Backup delivery got the inside corner called strike. 1-1. Wind has been a little bit schizo this evening, just very gentle now, right to left. Picked up for a while, and likely will again, but not for right now. 1 ball and 1 strike. Susak waits, taps that right shoulder with the bat as he waits. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Breaking ball away, 1-2. Junior Perez on deck. Only guy who has not reached base in this game, by the way, for the Rockhounds is a guy with a 16-game on-base streak, and that's Denzel Clark. Here's the 1-2. And a bouncer foul really jammed him, and Daniel kind of fought that off, still 1-2. Boy, and in fact, and again, obviously, that's just an little ironic twist, but in fact, every other batter, with the exception of Denzel, who has been getting on base very consistently of late. Every other batter has not only reached, every other batter has scored in this game. Jeremy Ironman and Cooper Bowman have scored twice, and the Hounds lead 10-2, so it has been a community effort, that's for sure. 1-2 to Daniel Susak. The leg kick by Morgan, the pitch, and that's fouled straight back. A few back a ways, it was a San Francisco Giants pitcher named Juan Marichal who was one of the most entertaining pitchers. He's also, by the way, one of the best pitchers of his generation, but had a huge high leg kick. I don't know that David quite gets that much elevation, but he's close. A 1-2 pitch, and that is well inside for a ball. And it's 2-2. 2 balls and 2 strikes to count. Stretch by the Mission's right-hander from the belt. delivers, and that's up and away, ball three. So pretty good battle going here. Susak's fouled a couple of pitches away. By the way, top of the seventh in the Metroplex, Frisco nothing, Tulsa nothing. Tulsa has only two hits. And they lead all of AA in runs per game. And in runs scored, 3-2 pitch, and that's pop foul again. Tulsa averages almost 5.5 runs per game. The Portland Sea Dogs are second in all AA, 5.3, Hounds at 5.2, and they'll bump that up a little bit here tonight. Only six teams in all of the 30 out of AA do average 5 runs per game. Bouncer to third, long one hop, Castagnon right on the line, sets up, throws, and he got a good play. Daniel Susak not slow. He's not a speed burner necessarily, but he is not slow, and it's a good play by Castagnon, made the play and the throw right from the line. Two men down for Junior Perez. Check the ball game in Amarillo, Wichita. Leading the Sod Poodles middle of the seventh, 3-1. A two-run lead at Hodgetown, by the way, is meaningless. Absolutely, positively. Here's the pitch up and in for a ball, one ball and no strikes. It's sad to hear the passing of Jerry Hodge, for whom that ballpark in Amarillo is named. Just a wonderful member of the Amarillo community. Absolutely beloved, and Hodgetown bears his name. The 1-0 stretch and pitch swing and a miss. 1-1 to Junior Perez. It was a very, very nicely written press release by Corey Hildebrand, the media relations director, and a comment from Tony Ensor, the president and GM of the Sod Poodles. Well done, gentlemen. Very well done. 1-1 pitch swung on and missed. 1-2. Sad to hear of the passing, but also very, very cool that Jerry Hodge was just a marvelous baseball fan and a player growing up, and his deep desire was to bring the Texas League or affiliated baseball back to Amarillo, and he did that. He will certainly be remembered. 1-2 pitch. That ball hit in the air to left field, but plenty of room drifting over his Cummings. That was a pitch middle out. Junior pulled it into left field. Catch is made by Cummings, and the inning will come to an end. So the Hounds, for just the second time in this ballgame, go in order, 1-2-3. Well, they have scored a bundle in this one after six complete. Rockhounds 10 and San Antonio 2.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rock Hounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockHounds.org.
Right-hander Tyler Baum on the pitch for the Rockhounds here, top of the stretch inning. Domingo Robles, we go six innings, gives up 7 base hits, 2 runs. I guess they are both being ruled as earned. So 2 runs both earned on 7 base hits, no walks, 2 strike, make it 3 strikeouts. I knew I was missing something. Really pitched to contact in this game, did Domingo. hit one batter. That actually turned into the first run of the game eventually. And Tyler Baum will face Juan Zabala to lead it off. And first delivery from Tyler down on the way. One ball and no strikes. Connor Hollis and Ripken Reyes will follow in the Mission seventh. Hounds lead it 10-2. Pitch by Baum, who fouled straight back. Well, there was a reverse line drive. One ball, one strike to Zabala. Juan has flown out to right field and struck out in two trips. Number nine hitter in the order, and he is the DH. Catcher by trade is Zabala. Baum's pitch down and away for a ball. Count goes two balls and a strike. Tyler making his 23rd appearance out of the Rockhounds bullpen. 2-1, ERA at 3.69. Only 25 hits allowed in 31 and two-thirds innings. 17 walks, 40 strikeouts, so well over a strikeout per inning. 2-1 pitch swung on and missed 2-2. Tyler with a 1.33 whip and an opposing average of 221. And thank you, Mike and Steve. It'll be for Domingo Robles. Give you his revised count in a moment. Two balls and two strikes to count. Pitch swung on and missed. Boy, had him waving at a pitch all the way to the dirt. So a strikeout for Tyler Baum is obviously his first coming into the game. One earned run for Domingo. Again, pitcher gets the benefit of the doubt on that last play. It would have been a runner at first with a double. So for Domingo, again, very solid outing. Gave up a run in the first inning. Gives up two, but only one of them earned over a six-inning start. Called strike to Connor Hollis in a count 0-1. Connor 0 for 3. Well, his last time up sent a line drive that Brennan Malone made a terrific catch on at first base. Hollis, the center fielder, leadoff batter, takes a called strike. The ball dribbles away, but a called strike nonetheless, 0-2. Right-handed hitting center fielder with nobody on and one man down. Rockhounds with a couple of big innings in this ballgame for a 10-2 advantage in the stretch inning. Swing, line drive, right side. Base hit. Good piece of hitting there by Connor. Hollis on an 0-2 count, opposite field, single to right. Sad his struggles against the Rockhounds. He was hitting just 147 for 50 before that at bat in the season series, which now is covering 16 games. This will be the 16th meeting of the season between these two ball clubs, and of course tomorrow and Sunday to wrap this series. So a base hit off a guy who doesn't give up many hits. Swinging a chopper back up the middle. Shortstop Jeremy Ironman will make the play. Has to come to first, which he does. Ball hit right back up the middle by Ripken Reyes. Behind the bag, Ironman made the play. Throw comes to first. Advancing down to second base is Connor Hollis. Two men down, and the batter is Cole Cummings. Cummings has had a good night at the dish. Singled in the first inning, that set up a run scoring. He singled on a low line drive back up the middle in the third and ripped a line drive into Denzel Clark's glove in right field his last time up. So he's had three very good swings of the bat. Fouls this one straight back 0-1. Cole a 244 on the season, 8 home runs and 40 runs driven in. He leads the Missions in that category. Connor Hollis, who runs well, is in scoring position. 10-2. Hounds lead it in the seventh. Pitched by Baum, and that's sliced foul. Left field side. Toward the picnic area. It'll rattle around a bit. And 0-2 is the count. Way to go to the middle of the seventh inning. Take me out to the ballgame time at Tulsa versus Frisco at Riders Field and Metroplex. No score in that game. Riders, by the way, have Josh Young playing for them now on a rehab pitch up and away for a ball. They're playing really well anyway, and now they've got three Texas Rangers there on rehab assignments. And we've said how just ridiculously well they are playing at home. 34-13. Here's the 1-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. And Tyler Baum with a second strike out of the inning. So the base hit does no damage. Second strikeout for Tyler Baum. A little non-Googleable coming up for you. We're looking through the record book, all-time leaders, yesterday doing a little piece on Ted Williams. And ran across a couple of absolutely crazy statistics. We will share those with you coming up on non-Googleable trivia. But it's taken out to the ballgame time at Rocky Town as well. Missions will go to the bullpen. We'll come back with trivia and more. Hounds lead the Missions. Middle of the seventh, it's 10-2.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Right-hander Carter Lowen comes out of the bullpen for San Antonio. Right-hander who is the second Canadian pitcher to take the mound in this ball game. Miguel Cienfuegos is from Laval, Quebec. And Carter Lowen is from Abbotsford, British Columbia, the Vancouver area in British Columbia, Canada. thank you, Mr. Geography. Very good. Denzel Clark, Brian Wilbos, and Jeremy Ironman face the right-hander here in the seventh. So a little bit of, might not be high drama, but a little bit of drama. Denzel 0-3. Only rock down not to reach base in this game, and he's got some personal business going in that realm. Right-handed hitter takes high strike, 0-1 from Carter Lowen. No balls, one strike. Lowen making his 26th appearance, all but three out of the bullpen. Ground ball to shortstop. Throw is in time. Well, actually a little bit high to pull him off the bag. No, got the foot back down to Tenerowicz. It's a good play by Robbie Tenerowicz. That throw really sailed on shortstop Ray Patrick Ditter. Well, Denzel, 0-4 in a 16-game on base. Isn't that ironic? Rock counts at 10 runs, 12 hits. Baseball can be so cruel and so goofy all at once. Everybody else has scored a run and reached base, and Denzel 0-4, apparently going to end a 16-game on base streak. Called strike to Brian Wilbos, and it's 0-1. Jeremy Ironman will follow. 10-2 Hounds in the seventh. Pitch down and away for a ball. Mentioning Ted Williams, yesterday was the anniversary of his election to the Hall of Fame. Considered by many, and I would sign the petition, the greatest all-around hitter of all time. Swinging a foul back. It's 1-2. And with the inclusion of the Negro Leagues players, some of the leaderboards, of course, have changed. And there's an interesting contrast in terms of number of games played. One of the guys on the list now, here's a pitch that will miss two balls and two strikes. Josh Gibson now has the all-time lead for batting average in Major League history. The delivery and a called third strike and caught looking is Brian Wilbos. Brian 1-4 in the game with that strikeout. RBI double and a run scored back in a four-run second inning, two down. Well, Josh Gibson hit .372. He played in 628 games. Now, Ty Cobb hit .342 in 2,500 games. It's really the only thing. You cannot question the talent, of course, in the Negro Leagues. It was amazing. Just number of games, very, very different. But there was an interesting number on Josh Gibson. This is according to MLB.com. Pitch down and away for a ball, and the count goes 2-0 to Jeremy. He is 3-for-3. Two singles, a double, two runs, and a ribby. 2-0 pitch. Just down and away. Ball 3-0. According to official records, Josh Gibson came to the plate 2,255 times. 2,255. Pitch down and away. And that is ball 4, and Jeremy Ironman on base all 4 times. In 2,255 at-bats, How many times did Josh Gibson strike out? I'm not even going to give you a range. 2255 came to the plate. 2,255 times. That's at bats. That's at bats. How many times did he strike out, according to official records, while hitting, what did we say, 372? Here's Jordan Groshans now. Takes up high and in for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Nobody on, two men out. One man on. There we go. Jeremy Ironman, the base runner. Pitch sails up high. Ball two. So low, and all of a sudden now, six in a row out of the zone after getting the first two outs fairly quickly. The evening sky darkening a bit. Bottom of the seventh inning. Hounds lead the Missions 10-2. Pitch is swung on and fouled straight back, 2-1. According to the official records, Josh Gibson, 2,255 at-bats, he struck out 11 times. 11. I want to see the box scores. That is a strikeout every 205 at-bats. It's ridiculous. A swing and a miss, 2-2 to Jordan Groshans. It was absolutely legendary. We had the great pleasure of having Buck O'Neill, the great Buck O'Neill, speak twice at our winter sports banquets, and his stories about Josh Gibson just stunningly good. Fly ball, left center field, fairly straight away, deep but not enough. Cole Cummings there, and he'll make the catch. So the inning comes to an end, no runs or hits. A base on balls as Jeremy Ironman is now perfect 4-for-4 getting on base tonight, including three base hits. And we will go to the top half of the eighth inning of play after seven complete at Rocky Town on Copa Night with the Midland Amigos. The identity tonight is the Amigos, the Rock Hounds 10, and San Antonio 2.
Introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Seven innings in the books. San Antonio got the game's first run. The Rockhounds got the next 10. And they lead it 10-2 to the Rockhounds as we go to the bottom, or rather top of the eighth inning. Tyler Baum for his second inning of work. San Antonio, two runs on eight base hits. No errors, 2-8-0. Rockhounds have 10 runs on 12 hits, one error, 10-12-1. Cooper Bowman, his third home run in his last two games. That tied the game at one in the last of the first, his 12th overall. And Daniel Susak with a towering blast to left center field. Cooper's home run, by the way, also high over the wall in left field. Daniel with his seventh of the season. RBI for Cooper, his team leading 52nd. He is among the top 10 in the league in both home runs and runs batted in. Robbie Tenorowicz leads it off. First pitch swing, line drive left field. Well, thus there. Giants check me, Henry Bolte, for the out. Line drive to left. Well struck off the bat of Tenorowicz, but handled by Henry, who is in left field in this one. Bryan is in center. One man down on one pitch in the eighth inning. Hard hit, but caught. Went away for Marcos Castagnon. Hounds got four runs in the second inning, RBI double by Brian Buelvas, RBI single Jeremy Ironman, and a two-run single by Brennan Malone. Swing and a miss. Castagnon behind the fastball from Tatterbaum at 96. RBI single by Malone, his third ribby in the fourth inning. Henry Bolte, RBI double. Daniel Susak, a two-run double. Additional run scoring on a wild pitch. His delivery misses, one ball, one strike. So the Cooper home run in the first, then four in the second, five in the fourth for the Hounds. Michael De La Cruz, a double, has the other ribby for the Missions. Pitch drops just low, two balls, one strike. First run was driven in by Robbie Tenorowicz, and a single in the first. Ripken Reyes hit by a pitch again, which he does more than anybody else on planet Earth, I do believe. Terrific player. Two balls, one strike. Call a strike here, and the count squares at 2-2, and a breaking pitch off speed. Time called by Castagnon. So the Hounds trying to square this series at two games apiece. Missions, who broke a five-game losing streak on Wednesday night, were bidding to make it three in a row, but they find themselves down by 10. Fastball by Baum, foul back, count 2-2. Well, they've gone to the middle of the eighth inning at Frisco. Still no score. Tulsa and the Riders. Boy, Frisco pitching really well in that series. Two balls, two strikes. Ball lifted high and foul right side. Going to drift into the seats by just a few rows. And the count stays 2-2. Wichita still leading Amarillo 3-1. Top of the ninth inning. In the panhandle. Mentioned Sod Poodles have won four straight games. They're only four games back. Tyler Baum with a stretch. Two balls, two strikes to Marcos Castagnon. Mission's third baseman, right-handed hitter. 2-2 pitch. He fouls that one away. He's doing some battle. Count stays 2-2. Mentioned Josh Gibson's remarkable 11 strikeouts in 2,255 at-bats. I guess history must, they must have researched it. Here's the 2-2. And a swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. Boy, Tyler Baum with a gorgeous delivery. He throws in the mid-90s, comes back with a 77-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch and gets Castagnon swinging. Third strikeout for Tyler. Two men down for Ray Patrick Ditter. Again, this is absolutely meaningless, but I was looking at Lou Gehrig's numbers. Gehrig wasn't a base runner, not a base stealer, of course. Pitch down and away for a ball. He stole 102 and was caught 101 times. But it was just a couple of days ago, I was noticing a note historically, of Lou Gehrig's 102 stolen bases. The pitch called strike at the knees. Boy, that just got there 1-1. I mean, and this is ridiculous, means absolutely nothing, but Lou Gehrig stole home 15 times. He had 102 steals, 15 of them are home plate. That doesn't happen. Pitch down low for a ball, 2-1. And you start looking at crazy baseball statistics that way, and man, you start looking and it's 4 in the afternoon, you look up again and it's a week from Thursday. There's all sorts of stuff out there from Josh Gibson's 11 strikeouts. Backup pitch and a good one called strike, and it's 2-2. Nobody on, two men down, top of the eighth inning. Ditter asking for time. Ray Patrick has popped to first, fouled out to second baseman Cooper Bowman, and bounced out to third baseman Jordan Groshans. Right-handed hitter with some pop, 2-2 pitch, up and in ball three. So full count to Ray Patrick Ditter. Started to say they have a scoreless tie in Springfield as well. Yeah, they do. They're in the top of the first and delayed. So not exactly a pitcher's duel. Ground ball, third base. Jordan Groshans makes play. Edge of the grass. Going to be a tough throw. And did he get him? He did. Oh, what a play by Groshans. Got Ditter by a half step on a throw on a hop handle by Brennan Malone. Jordan Groshans, terrific play. Ray Patrick Ditter runs really well. He has 24 stolen bases. So he is out, boy, watching that play again. You know, did. Got it by about a quarter step. No, they're just checking the pitcher. I thought maybe somebody was injured on that play. So we'll go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Rockhounds lead the San Antonio Missions by the score of 10-2.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service, we offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the order in the last of the eighth inning, Cooper Bowman is 2-for-2 plus 2 walks in this game. A home run, 2 walks and a double. Carter Lowen delivers and a swing and a miss, 0-1. Cooper, then Brennan Malone and Henry Bolte in the last of the eighth inning. Rockhounds with a big advantage in this one, a 10-2 lead. Carter Lowen gave up a walk to Jeremy Eierman, but nothing else in the last inning. Bouncing ball toward third base. That'll be handled by Castagnon. Sets up, throws, and boy, got him. When Cooper hustles, he's out for the first time in this game. He is retired. So one man down, last half of the eighth inning. Brennan Malone is the batter, and he is 2-for-3 in the game. As a walk, a pair of singles. He's driven in 3 runs and has scored 1. Made a terrific defensive play as well and narrowly missed another, which would have been spectacular. Takes down and away for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Tatterbaum going a couple of innings. There's activity now in the Hounds' bullpen. Pitch drops down and away for a ball. 2-0. Stretch by Lowen and the pitch. A swing and a miss. Fastball at 94 and the count. Those 2 balls and a strike. Well, this evening, great atmosphere here, by the way, on Rocky Lowrider Bobblehead night. Call another check swing strike, called strike. 2-2 the count. And, man, there are a couple of vehicles. I mentioned this at the top of the broadcast. A couple of gorgeous cars down on the concourse. One is, I'm guessing, an early 60s Chevrolet, perhaps an Impala. What are the other two? Pitch up and away for a ball. Count goes 3-2. The Impala, the something or other, and the Biscayne. And I can't think of what the other one was. But it is gorgeous. And there is a, I'm guessing, late 40s, early 50s Chevy down there. It's just stunning. Pitch up high, ball 4. Brennan Malone on 4 out of 5. So Cooper Bowman's on 4 times in 5 trips. Jeremy Ironman's 4-for-4 in getting on base. And Brennan 4 out of 5 with a walk. And here's Henry Bolte. RBI double and a run scored. The Chevy coupe downstairs, just a gorgeous paint job. Has the raccoon tail working too. Love that. Pitch down and away for a ball to Henry. Henry Bolte, a fielder's choice in the first. He struck out in the second and sixth. The doubled, driving in a run and scored a run in the 5-run fourth. Takes a little low and in. Count goes 2 balls, no strikes from Carter Lowen. 1 on, 1 out, last of the eighth inning. So a very cool addition to Rocky Lowrider Bobblehead Night. I'm sure those words had never been put together before, but they have been now. 2-0 pitch, strike of the knees, 2-1 to count. Boy, there's still goose eggs in Frisco. Top of the ninth inning. Drillers and Rough Riders, no score. Pitch down and away for a ball, 3-1. Daniel Susak on deck for the Rockhounds in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Lowen set, 3-1 pitch. Got the outside corner. Henry thought he might have had a walk. Instead, 3-2. Of course, the Mission's playing off Brendan Malone at first base. Count. Pitch to Bolte, high and away for a ball. Well, for Carter Lowen, you know that's got to be frustrating. It's a 10-2 ball game. Last thing you want to do is offer up a free pass, but that's three of them now in his inning in a third. And the batter is Daniel Susak. Now, Daniel Susak has absolutely been something in the second half of this season, which began on June 25th. Came into this game hitting .407. He's 1-for-4 in this game, so he's right around the .400 mark for the second half. Takes a high strike, and it's 0-1. You know, right down the list, he's been on base in 15 of his last 16. He's hitting about .375 in his last 25 games, .350 or so in his last 43. I mean, ever since the end of April, he had been something. Bouncing ball foul wide of third base, quick 0-2 count. Kennedy will retrieve and send that ball gently into the stands. One thing I mentioned tonight, but should, Gregorio Petit, of course, is the Rockhounds manager. He is on the mandatory break the guys take at one point during each season. Some time with his family. Pitch down and away for a ball. One ball, two strikes. So Darryl Kennedy is doing the managerial duties along with Juan Delaney and Paul Abbott, Rockhounds field staff. 1-2 pitch, count and away for a ball. I really doubt there are very many teams in minor league baseball who, when their manager has taken the mandatory break, they've got an assistant hitting coach who has won 1,000 games as a minor league manager, but the Hounds have that luxury in Darryl Kennedy. Here's the 2-2 pitch, swinging a foul back. Darryl's managed at every level in the minors. A couple of stints in the Texas League. He managed Northwest Arkansas and Frisco, Royals and Rangers Farms. I know he'd like to get back to that role again and really hope that door will open, be it with the A's organization or somewhere. He certainly deserves it. Ground ball to third base, handled by Castagnone. Steps in the bag at third, across the diamond with a throw. Got him by a step. Inning is over. Marcos Castagnone with a 5-3. Double play, so a couple of walks are wiped away. Well, that's the third double play in this game. That's 8 double plays turned by San Antonio in 3 games. That's a bunch. So we go to the top half of the ninth, and the Rockhounds will take an 8-run lead into the top of the ninth inning. Hounds go back to the bullpen as well. Seth Elledge, I believe, will come on to the top of the ninth inning. Hounds 10, Missions 2.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Well, it is certainly not a save situation, but Seth Elledge on to try to close the door in the top of the ninth inning. Bottom third of the order for the Missions, Michael De La Cruz will lead it off against the Hounds right-hander. Jordan Groshans cheating into third base. Pitch drops down and in for ball one, 1-0. Michael De La Cruz, 1-for-3 with an RBI double in this game. Seth Elledge making his 21st appearance out of the Hounds bullpen. 2-1 with an ERA of 2.51. Hard hit ball first base. Brendan Malone is there. He will get to the bag himself, and the bell will toll one time at the top of the ninth. Batter is Robert Perez, Jr. Seth Elledge, 28 2/3 innings. In fact, with that out, he's at 29 innings. Just 16 base hits, 5 walks, and 23 strikeouts. A whip of 0.73. Opposing hitters hitting about 160 against him. A guy with a lot of experience. He's done a tremendous job since being assigned to the Hounds. Delivers one right down the middle, a called strike, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike to Robert Perez, Jr. 1-for-3 with a single. Seth Elledge, who is from Dallas, signed as a minor league free agent during this season in early May. Pitched down and away for a ball, 1-1. And again, he has done, I would think, exactly what the A's were hoping he would. Just provides a lot of stability and outstanding presence in the bullpen. Numbers bear that out. 1-1 pitch, swing, and a miss. Good breaking ball away. Quick home, make it 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes to Robert Perez, Jr. The top of the ninth inning, Rockdowns looking to square this series. And by the way, a little update from Riders Field. Tulsa on the board. They lead Frisco 1-0, still in the top of the ninth inning. 1-2 pitch. It's down and away for a ball. Of course, we learned in the first half, you don't put the baseball cart in front of the baseball horse. The Hounds in Frisco had a series here to close the first half, and it looked for the world almost all through the half that might decide the first half race. But, of course, the Riders ran away and hid. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. Got him up and in with a fastball. A sound effect that just rattled windows downtown Midland. Thank you very much. Really thought that was something more than a strikeout for just a moment. Now the bell will toll twice. Okay, now we're okay. Don't scare the home broadcaster like that. Juan Zabala is the batter. Nobody on and two out in the top of the ninth inning. Swing and a miss again. A breaking pitch away. It's 0-1. And important to say, there are 45, including this game, there are 45 games remaining in the season, but it's very, very tight right now in the South. Very cool. Here's the 0-1 stretch in and pitch, and that ball is sent in the air. Right field, Denzel on the move. Will he get there? Nope, ball will drop for a base hit. Little duck snort down the right field line by Juan Zabala. So one on with two men down. Denzel Clark has taken over the Colby Thomas Award for most times losing his cap. Colby, by the way, has a really terrific head of hair, and that really, of course, helps that. Denzel does, too. But, boy, nobody could lose their cap or their batting helmet like Colby Thomas, and I mean that over the course of 33 years. Eric Burns, maybe, way back in, 99, 2000, something like that. But Colby can get it done. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. I was talking about him earlier. Colby Thomas, as of yesterday, Tim Tawa passed him for most extra base hits in the league. And Colby last played here June 16th. Great stuff. One ball, no strikes to count. Pitching away from Elledge and a swing and a miss. What a fastball. That's a run on it there. The count, one ball, one strike to Connor Hollis. He is 1-for-4. A nice base hit his last time up on an 0-2 count, went opposite way and punched a base hit into right field. One on, two out, top of the ninth, 10-2 Rockhounds. Set by Elledge, stretch and pitch, and a foul away, and it's a ball and two strikes. Ripken Reyes would be next for the Missions here in the ninth inning, but there are two men down. And Blake Beers will get the baseball tomorrow. We'll check on San Antonio starter again, Jared Kolar, a very deserving call-up to AAA, we are told. Make that official tomorrow, I would think. Here's the 1-2 pitch. just up and away. Tempted did not go 2-2. Blake Beers will attempt to become the third nine-game winner in the Texas League. He would join Jared Kolar and Gunnar Hoglund of the Missions and Hounds, respectively. 2-2 stretch, two out in the ninth, pitch by Seth Elledge, up high, ball three, full count. So Juan Zabala will run with the pitch. Outfield has Hollis played a little bit the opposite way, fairly shallow and right with Denzel. Wind again is right to left, so that'll have something to do with a shallow positioning in right field. And Connor Hollis, after asking for time, stands back in. Count is full with two men down. Top of the ninth inning, 10-2 Hounds. Stretch by Elledge. Longer set this time. 3-2 pitch. Hard hit ball. Shortstop there. Jeremy Ironman makes the play. Throw to first base. Ball game. Well, after being shut out last night, Rock Hounds put double digits on the board. And they did all of their damage in the first four innings of this game. In the ninth, it's no runs on a base hit, no errors, and one man is left on base. Well, we said it on Tuesday night. Gee, if you're listening, Gregorio Petit, Rockdown's manager, well, I will imagine you at the end of the high-five line because I know that is your position. Okay, so I'm imagining you there, and we'll get you that high-five on Rockdown's radio. This one into the books. Rockhounds with an uprising in the second and another in the fourth, and they win it by the final score of 10-2. Tip of the cap, gentlemen, on a job well done. Final totals after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud. The game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the San Antonio Missions in this game, two runs on nine hits, no errors, 2-9-0 for San Antonio. Hounds 10 runs on 12 hits, one error, 10-12-1. Missions left eight men on base in the game. Rockhounds stranded six and also bounced into three more double plays. That's eight double plays in three games for the Missions in the last three games of this series. The winning pitcher is Domingo Robles. He is now 4-2 on the season as Domingo. The loss would go to Mission starter Austin Crowe. Gave up the first five runs. And Austin will fall to 3-7 on the season. Let's see if everything has been updated. Yep, it sure has. Boy, nicely done. 4-2 for Domingo. He is at 3.63 ERA. Austin Crowe's ERA bumps up to 5.58. And as mentioned, he is 3-7 on this season. Home runs, Cooper Bowman is third in his last two games, 12th of the year solo. That tied the game in the bottom of the first inning. And Daniel Susak, who capped the Hounds scoring in the fourth and, in fact, in the game, his seventh of the season, a two-run drive out of here to left center field. Boy, in the old days, this game would have taken 3 hours easily, but in this new day and age, I gotta love that pitch clock. 2 hours, 24 minutes, 3,153 on Rocky Lowrider Bobblehead Night. I'm going to miss saying that. That was a lot of fun. We will come back, take a quick second look at this game, and say so long in just a moment. Final score from Momentum Bank Ballpark. The Rockhounds 10, the San Antonio Missions 2.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com. Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
At one point, this ball game was San Antonio 1, the Rockhounds nothing. The Missions got on the board in the first inning, and of course, last night, the first run of the game didn't come until the 8th. But in this one, Ripken Reyes, hit by a pitch, stole second. Then back-to-back singles by Cole Cummings and Robbie Tenorowicz, with Tenorowicz getting the ribby, put San Antonio on top by the score of 1-0. The Hounds tied it, and again, it was interesting that it was Cooper Bowman who did it. Cooper, with a Ricky Henderson home run, leading it off, bottom of the first inning. That tied the game at 1. At that point, the Rockhounds, in their last 19 innings, had scored 3 runs, all 3 coming on solo home runs from Cooper. In the second inning, the rest of the band joined in. Junior Perez led off with a single, Brian Welvas with an RBI double. That was an interesting play. Perez had gone to second on a ground out, which was also interesting. I will follow up on that. Junior was running to third base. Ball was hit in front of Junior to the left of third baseman Marcos Castagnon. Marcos had to put on the brakes just a little bit, and Wolbas's ground ball got through. It brought Perez home, and Brian turned it into an RBI double. Jeremy Ironman followed with an RBI single, and that game made the score 3-1. Jordan Groshans walked, Cooper Bowman walked, and Brendan Malone with a bases loaded 2-run single, and that capped the inning. It was 5-1 Hounds. In the bottom of the fourth inning, Jeremy Ironman, who had a terrific night at the plate, led off with a double. Cooper Bowman walked so into second on a wild pitch, and on that wild pitch, Jeremy Ironman scored. Brendan Malone followed with his third RBI of the game on a single to left field. Henry Bolte, an RBI double into the right field corner, and that made it 8-1. Daniel Susak, boy, if you're going to cap the scoring, did he cap it with a drive out of here to left center field. That is a deep part of this yard, well over 400 feet. 2-run home run, capped a 5-run inning, and it was a 10-1 ball game. Missions got one final run on the board in the 6th, RBI double by Michael De La Cruz. Cooper's home run, by the way, was hit to left field, so that was over the high wall and left. He found the short porch once on Wednesday night and cleared at the bullpen with a line drive for his second home run that night, and this one out to left field. And again, that's the high wall. You get it out to left field in this ballpark, and that's the genuine deal. The irony in this game, of the 9 Rockhounds hitters, 8 of them reached base, and all 8 of those scored a run in this game. The only man not to reach base came in with a 16-game on-base streak. Baseball is not only goofy, it can be cruel, but Denzel Clark in this ballgame, and Denzel, you know I'm not picking on you, D. No way, no how. He went 0-4 in this game, and he has just been, of course, on a tremendous roll since really the start of May. But on this night, the only guy not to reach base comes in with a 16-game on-base streak. Jeremy Ironman led the way. He was 3-for-3 in this game. Cooper Bowman went 2-for-3. He also walked twice. Jeremy was on base all 4 times, a walk and 3 base hits, including a double. Brendan Malone on in 4 out of 5 trips to the plate in this game as well. And Junior Perez had a 2-hit game for the Hounds as well. So the Hounds now go to 16-9 in the second half. And they are 56-38 overall, back to 18 over .500, and of course they break a little mini 2-game slide. The Missions, who were bidding to get to .500 on the season overall, fall to 45-47, 14-10 in the second half. So they'll be a game and a half behind the Rockhounds in the early stages of this race. Tulsa scored twice in the top of the ninth inning. That game will not be final when we say so long, but it's 2-0 Tulsa as they go to the last half of the ninth inning at Riders Field in the Metroplex. In tomorrow's fifth game of this six-game series, Blake Beers will get the baseball for the Rockhounds. As mentioned earlier, looking for his ninth win of the year, a great story in 2024. Don't know for certain yet who will start for San Antonio. We'll get you updated just ahead of the first pitch. Fireworks follow the game tomorrow, and it's Christmas in July. First 1,000 fans receive a Rockhounds Christmas ornament. It's a very cool touch, isn't it, on an evening in July? And that is compliments of Twilight Holiday Decor. And our friends at Oxy and Medical Center Hospital will present our fireworks show on a Saturday night. Gates open at 6, first pitch at 7 tomorrow evening for the Hounds and the Missions here at the Momentum Bank Ballpark. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hart to the yard with the Rockhounds win it tonight by the final score of 10-2. Scored four in the second, ran away and hit with five more in the fourth and go on to the 10-2 victory. So until tomorrow, that's our final score, and Bob Hart will say goodnight, Red. Good night, Leo. Good night, Mr. Scully. Thanks for coming on board, my friends. You are much appreciated. Good night from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.